Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. This is a rough draft, you know what I'm talking about? Something I can practice on you haters on. Really, all I want to tell you boys is, get out of my business. Worrying about what the boy sipping. Y'all haters need to stop tripping. Get out of my business. Worrying about if I smoke hay. Trying to see how I get paid. Get out of my business. Worrying how I pull off the lot. Something new with no top. Get out of my business. No matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, I won't fly. Get out of my business. Worrying about what the boy sipping. Y'all haters need to stop tripping. Get out of my business. Worrying about if I smoke hay. Trying to see how I get paid. Get out of my business. Worrying how I pull off the lot. Something new with no top. Get out of my business. No matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, I won't flop. Get out of my business. First off, if I'm old and I'm in it. Nothing in the driveway, really got everything tinted. So when I ride by and I'm chilling, you haters can't see who winning. You wanna know too much, don't really wanna know too much. Y'all wanna know too much, say we doing too much. But you don't know nothing about us, you don't know nothing about us. Let me lace you up. The ride been rough, life been tough, but the God we trust. Started from the bottom, still on the come up. We winning, we in the lead, got to eat my dust. You got some for you want, you just touch the line. Rolex and Cartier is high tech and time. You can hate on my wife, cause she's so fine. I'm gonna do all the 16 and stop on the dime.
Haters.
And so what if all my kids got whipped? And we be taking trips on ships. I'll be stacking my chips.
Uh-huh.
I ain't even counting my tips. Y'all haters all in my mix need to shut y'all lips.
What?
Cause I ain't gonna slip. I'm like game over. I'm on my little flip.
Uh-huh.
Tell you like time to get off of my tip. Cause half you haters ain't
even on my list.
Get
out of my business.
Worrying about what your boy
love.
Y'all haters need to quit tripping.
Get out of my business.
Trying to start up slow case.
Trying to see how I get paid. Get out of my business.
Wondering how I pull off the line.
Something new with no top, get out of my business.
No matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, when I flop, get out of my business. Worry about what the boy sipping. Y'all haters, if you quit tripping, get out of my business. Worry about if I'm okay. Tryna see how I get paid, get out of my business. Wonder how I pull off the line. Something new with no top, get out of my business. No matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, I won't flop. Get out of my business. The man, cause the kids go to college.
And they're just trying to get knowledge.
And y'all always shopping. I get a million views when I drop it.
Yeah.
Plus I'm doing shows always church hopping.
Yeah.
Get a full pick, don't crop it.
Okay.
Get the beat, go, don't stop it.
Hold up.
Feeling my soul, don't mop it.
Oh.
Burberry collar, I pop it.
Dang.
22 Benz, I cop it. I'm still riding solo.
Oh,
I'm
right.
The shit when the dough low. When it's running out, I'ma get more.
Huh.
Here comes fifth, it comes slow.
I'm ready to roll.
I'm on my 10 toes. Killing the flow, I'm in my beast mode.
Oh.
Leaving my own, that's on my T-Jones.
Yeah.
And alone, the prince got no clothes.
Set the front door, you better hold the phone.
This song.
Better let the boys know.
Fire in the hole, I'm about to blow.
Blow.
I pass the door bell and knock down the door.
Dough.
I'm the best, then the rest, and that's for sure. You hatin'?
Keep it on the low.
With all them questions, what you
asking
for? You work for TMZ, homie, let
me know.
Asking if I smoke, will you smell a drug? Get out of my business. Worrying about what the boy sippin'.
Y'all haters need to quit trippin'. Get out of my business.
Tryna see if I smoke, hey. Wondering how I get paid. Get out of my business. Pull off the lot,
something new with no top.
Get out of
get
my business, no matter what, I won't stop. Then when I drop, I won't flop. Get out of my business, worrying about what your boy sipping. Y'all hate me, stop sipping. Get out of my business.
Hold up.
Y'all stop.
Get
out of my
business.
Stop rapping. Say what?
What's the deal? The Primos on the mic. Thank God for everybody that's out there that's tuning in. Everybody who's called in to the word. On today, praise God, we got some interesting topics for you today. Praise God, amen. We got five of them, amen. Whatever we don't finish this week, we're going to carry on the next week, and that's how we're going to keep it going. Praise God. The first topic is, are you living up to God's expectation of you or man's expectations? Parents, spouse, friends, family, church members. Number two, if a person has had a gender change, then repents. In other words, they had the gender change and then they changed their mind, but the damage that's been done, praise God, should they be allowed to preach the gospel? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you date them? Praise God. Number four. Amen. Men lie more, women lie more. No, we lie the same. Which is it? Praise God. And was Jesus married? If he was, what's the problem with that? Praise God. Amen. We're going to talk about it. Amen. We're still waiting on some callers to call in. Praise God. I'm going to play this motivational message, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes. Praise God.
It's an urge. Truth be told, every champion has felt it. Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit. Don't you give up on your dream. I don't care if you don't have the money, you don't have the help, and you don't have the family for it, and you don't have the background for it, and you don't have the friends for it. Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. It may take you twice as long. You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much. But don't you quit. Don't you quit. Don't you quit. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you made, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there. There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. Keep popping. It's for people that are trying to hop their way back home. Come hell or high water, doing the best they can with what they got. That's who we are, doing the best we can with what we got. And we may not break any ribbons and we may not get any trophies, but if we can learn how to hang on in there, we'll be all right. I will not lie to you, I feel like going on. But I have seen days I did not want to get out of bed, didn't want to put on clothes, and didn't even feel like brushing my teeth. I've seen days so dark that I just wanted to keep driving, and I didn't even care where I ended up or what you called me. They came, and they passed, and they came to pass. I kept the faith. I kept it. I lost a lot of stuff. I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of strength. I lost a lot of courage. I lost a lot of time. I lost a lot of money. But I kept down on my knees. I was still believing. Broke, I was believing. Lonely, I was believing. Betrayed, I was... If you lose the job, keep the faith. If you lose the spouse, keep the faith. If you bury your child, keep the faith. If you have to downsize, keep the faith. If you have to move in with your mama, keep the faith. If you're at your wits' end, keep the faith. If you have to catch the bus, keep the faith. If you have to dub, keep the faith. If you get sick, keep the faith. If you lose your kidneys, keep the faith. If you got heart trouble, keep the faith. You might not get a new heart, but you gotta keep your faith.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on us, even though it was T.D. Jakes. Amen. A sample of Keep the Faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on the day. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit be present with us on the line on the day, that you lead us and guide us on today, Lord, that you open up our minds, open up our hearts and souls to receive your divine revelation on the day. We rhyme, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. And, Lord, we thank you for it, and we magnify you for it in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on this evening. Praise God. We thank God for each person who has called in, everybody tuned in, everybody on the way on this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. I guess everybody running a little late, but we're going to go ahead and get this party started on this evening. We want to welcome everybody to the Word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we take interesting topics, praise God, and we break them down. We thank God for everybody Blog Talk Radio being brought, not in religion, praise God, but in the family segment, praise God, of Blog Talk Radio. Everybody out there on Facebook, we thank God for you guys, praise God, hallelujah, and everybody out there on YouTube, praise God, we thank God for you guys as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. If y'all want to call in and join us, that number is on your screen, 516-666-9967. Once again, 516-666-9967. And we welcome y'all. We want to hear y'all opinion. Your voice matters. And we, praise God, want to hear it. Praise God on today. Our first topic, amen, on the day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did I get disconnected? First topic of the day, praise God, hallelujah, amen, is, 1 second here, there we go. Got to get rid of that feedback. Praise God. Are you living up to God's expectations of you? Amen. Praise God. Sorry about that. A little technical difficulty. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But like I said, the first topic is, are you living up to God's expectation of you, or are you living up to man's expectations of you? Praise God. Hallelujah. When we say man, we mean parents, spouse, friends, family, church members. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thought about this topic, praise God, because I was watching the show. I watched it a dozen times, Good Deeds with Tyler, praise God. And y'all, those of y'all that have seen the show know he was raised and groomed to take over the family business. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But as you watch the movie, plug along in the movie, you see that's not really what's in his heart to do. Praise God. Even though he was groomed to do it, he was trained to do it, he has the intelligence to do it, can't nobody do it better than he does it, praise God, it really wasn't in his heart to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that question came up, and this is a question that's been around, amen, since the beginning of time. Have you been groomed to do something, praise God, that you weren't called to do? Amen. Were you pressured to be in a position that you didn't want to be in? Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you a third tradition, fourth generation minister or a doctor or a lawyer? Because my daddy was a lawyer. My dad's dad was a lawyer. His dad, amen, was a lawyer. Praise God. Amen. Doctor, we all doctors. We all preachers. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all accountants. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, or amen. Maybe praise God, right after parents, we got spouse there. Praise God, hallelujah. Maybe, amen. I was watching something, amen, where the spouse, amen, was trying to groom the husband, amen, to be what she wanted him to be. Praise God. And I've seen other movies, amen, where the groom was trying to groom the wife. Hallelujah, amen, to be what she wanted, what he wanted her to be. Praise God. I was watching Divorce Court the other day, and he was a Muslim. He married this woman who wasn't a Muslim, and he tried to transform her into a Muslim. Praise God. He wanted her to wear the garb and the head wraps and eat the food right the right way. Ain't want to eat pork chops no more or her breakfast sausage, amen, and she wasn't down with that. Praise God, hallelujah. And it caused a conflict because he kept trying to make her into something he wanted her to be. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And perhaps, amen, perhaps maybe, amen, hallelujah, amen, praise God. Perhaps you're in that situation or you know somebody in that situation. What about, amen, we go next, the next one is friends. Hallelujah. You get around certain people and certain people start telling you what they think, hallelujah, you should do with the talent that God has given you. They start telling you what they would do if they were you, if I was you. Praise God. I wouldn't let that talent go to waste, child. Praise God, hallelujah. I do something with that. Praise God, hallelujah. You got too much going on not to be able to do stuff with what God has given you. They'll try to throw it, you know. Amen. Hey, we can blend that with church members. Praise God, because you know they'll throw that. Amen. God gave you that gift. You got to use that. God give it. God take it away. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But did God call you to do that? Is that what He wants you to do? Is that just a perk? You know, sometimes, and you get perks. Hallelujah. You get called extras. Hallelujah. It may not be making sense to you, but it was a show right now called The Masked Singer. Hallelujah. And there's people getting on there and they sing, and you thinking that this got to be some world class singer right here, some multi-platinum artist, amen, and a comedian or an actor or a doctor, hallelujah, because even though they had that talent, even though God gave them that talent, that's what God called them to do. Praise God, hallelujah. So they went, amen, with what God called them to do. Hallelujah. One of the guys from praise God. I can't even think of their name. It was just on my mind. Praise God. But while we was watching him on Love and Hip Hop, hallelujah, he didn't want to be a singer. He wanted to be a basketball player. But he was pushed by his family in the direction of singing because they said that's where the money at. Praise God. You may not make no money playing ball. You may not get drafted. Praise God. Amen. None of that might not happen. But we know for sure you're going to make it with this music. Praise God. So he went with the music. Amen. Even though that wasn't what was in his heart to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we got others. Amen. They thought that was their calling. I may not know who he is. Praise God. Some of y'all, but amen. Some of y'all might be too young. Amen. Some of y'all might be too old. But it's an entrepreneur out there named Master Percy Miller. Praise God. We know him as a world-renowned, multi-platinum a record label owner. Praise God. But that's not where he wanted to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. What he wanted to be, he wanted to be a basketball player. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he got injured. And that went out the door. Praise God. But then this came along. Praise God. Maybe he wasn't supposed to be a basketball player. Praise God, hallelujah. Maybe that injury caused him to fall into, amen, what his true calling was. Hallelujah. Amen. And we as parents, future parents, hallelujah, past parents, grandparents, you got to think, you got to look back and say, did I force, hallelujah, my children into doing something they want to? Hallelujah. Praise God. See, a lot of people, especially, hallelujah, in the hood, praise God. You know, when you're grown, your parents want you to get a job and help you get these bills paid. Hallelujah, praise God. A lot of parents don't even care about calling or purpose or destiny. You just need to get a job. You know, they hiring. Praise God, down there at the factory. The factory paying $15 an hour. You need to get down there and fill out an application so you can put some money on these bills. Praise God. I understand you got aspirations. You want to do this. You want to do that. But we need you to get out there and put some food on the table. A lot of people have passed up their dreams, praise God, because their family, hallelujah, amen, said we need your help putting food on the table. Praise God, hallelujah. A lot of families aren't supportive of their children's dreams, their family members' dreams. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's not tangible enough. Hallelujah. A lot of church members, let's jump back to the church members. Because they get up in the, this is what we do. We get up in the pulpit. Hallelujah. We preach faith. Jump out of faith. Take a leap of faith. We talk about Abraham. Hallelujah. Abraham changed his name. Our God changed his name to Abraham, father of many nations, even though he was old. And ain't have no kids. Praise God. He left the land where he had money. Praise God. He was living okay. Praise God. Amen. He wasn't hurting. Amen. But God said, if you leave here, I'll give you more than this. Hallelujah. Praise God. He just took off and left. He left. Amen. Now, if I was working right now, hallelujah. Amen. I had one of them good jobs, you know, them good factory jobs, them $20 hour jobs. Hallelujah. And I said, you know what? I'm going to quit this job. Because the Lord said, if I quit this job, he going to give me more. Hallelujah, than what I got here. He's telling me I got a purpose, and this my purpose ain't at this factory. Hallelujah, praise God. The preacher's going to tell me, Elder, now you know, before you quit one job, you got to have you another one lined up. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. They ain't not going to tell me to step out on faith. Praise God, y'all know I ain't lying. Hallelujah, amen. Some of y'all like, amen, Pastor, y'all be the same ones. Hallelujah, Elder, I don't know about that. Praise God, hallelujah. I can give you scripture. I can say, when Peter, Andrew, and James, hallelujah, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, hallelujah, amen. When Jesus said, follow me, the Bible say they left everything behind and followed him. Hallelujah, a little bit further, we get up and say Matthew, hallelujah, he had a little money in his pocket. Praise God, he was a tax collector, so he sure wasn't broke. Hallelujah, amen. But the Bible tells us that when Jesus passed by him, hallelujah, he said, follow me, and he left everything to follow him. These people left their jobs. Hallelujah, amen. Let me clue you in on something. James and John were the sons of Zebedee. Hallelujah, amen. The sons of Zebedee, you might find that their mama later on said, can you give my sons a seat on the right and the left? Praise God. She was talking about James and John. Those were her children. Hallelujah. But you have to realize her husband was wealthy. Her husband owned a shipping fleet. Hallelujah. And they worked together with Andrew and Peter. Andrew and Peter were brothers. James and John were brothers. Hallelujah. They two companies worked together, amen, getting fish. Praise God. They made a lot of money. They just had that night Jesus came along. Praise God. That wasn't the regular. They didn't regularly work all night and didn't get nothing. Hallelujah. See, that had to take place so Jesus could come along, a miracle could be done, and then they would turn and follow him. But other than that, they were supplying, amen, the Jews and the Gentiles with fish. Praise God. They was making money on top of money. They wasn't that broke. Hallelujah. And James and John were the heir, amen, to the Zebedee throne. Praise God. Hallelujah. These people had money. So check this out. James and John left behind the family business. Hallelujah. They quit. Hallelujah. To follow Jesus. Can I go back to the Old Testament? Can I give you some Old Testament? Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember when Elijah came in contact with Elisha? I'm going to say their names that way. That way you can tell them apart. Elijah came in contact with Elisha. Hallelujah. Amen. And he just passed out and cast his. And he went, this is what Elijah did. Elijah went home, kissed his mama, and dad said, I quit. I know we got a family business going on here, but I done already sold most of the oxen. I done cooked the rest of them, and I'm leaving home. I know y'all set this up for me, and I appreciate you. But I'm going to follow the man of God. Now watch this. The man of God ain't paying. The man of God ain't paying no money. The man of God don't got no money himself. The man of God is living off of grace and mercy. Praise God. Now, here I am. Praise God. I'm finna quit. Now, this is guaranteed money. I'm not working for nobody but myself. This is my business that my parents have left me. In today's time, it would be $1 million business. The Bible say he burnt all the oxen. He barbecued them all. They say that's why oxtail is so high today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he burnt all the oxtails, all the oxen, killed all, sold the rest of them, ate good, kissed his mama, and left to follow the man of God, and all he did was follow him around and wash his hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wasn't no pay involved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let your child come home right now. They grown. Most of y'all children grown, but let them come home right now. Mom, I decided I'm finna quit this job. And I'm finna go follow Elder Prevost around, and all I'm gonna do is just wash his hands. I might dust his shoes off sometime. Praise God, carry his Bible around for him. Hallelujah! But that's all I'm gonna do. Ain't no pay. Praise God. But this is what I'm called to do, Mom. I feel it in my heart. Praise God. You probably slap him upside the head and say, "Boy, you crazy." Praise God. Feelings don't pay no rent. Hallelujah. You talking about you want a wife. Don't no wife want no man just following another man around washing his hands. Praise God. Y'all know I ain't lying. Y'all would go crazy if your child were to tell you something like that. If your child were to sell the family business to follow some man around, hallelujah, washing his hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's what he did, and that's what he was called to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I wonder, amen, praise God, if anybody been put in that predicament, that situation. Praise God. When you force. Living up to God's expectations. Or are you living up to man's expectations? Hallelujah. That's the question. Amen. We want to hear y'all answers. The line's open. Hold on. No, they not. I'm lying. Praise God. Amen. I'm opening up the lines.
Amen.
Now the lines are open. Praise God. So if that one right now with a comment. Feel free.
Hey, man, I sure do. Good morning, Pastor. How you feeling?
Hey, man, feeling blessed.
All right, man. I just want to let y'all know God is in control of everything. No matter what y'all hear and what y'all read, God don't set us up for failure. So he wouldn't put all those on us if we didn't have the proper tools and tactics. He's forcing us to be out of our phones and with our family. So many times we at the dinner table. It's 10 people at the dinner table when everybody's staring at their phones and nobody's interacting with nobody. So if you got unresolved issues in your family members, now you force the bond with your family and the people that you don't know, don't like, can't stand, these are the people who are going to be the biggest helpmate to help you get out of your situation. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, based in sunny Las Vegas, 3.5 million listeners, and I approve this message. Thank you so much, Elder.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there another one today? Praise God. Are you living up to God's expectations of you or man's expectations? Praise God. Amen. The line is open. Amen. Praise God.
I think that I am living up to God's expectation. Because if it was my expectation, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I'd be somewhere doing something that is easy, where everybody would be. Snapping their fingers and doing everything that you want to do because you're grown. I think that I would probably still have an old raggedy boyfriend, probably still be at the nightclub popping my fingers and backing it up because it is sometimes it's easier to live in darkness and you come over and you walk with Christ And doing the things of Christ, it's like that's when the devil starts chasing after you and throwing his darts. But when you're out there over on his side, you ain't got to worry about the enemy coming against you. So I think that I'm living in God's will and not in man's will. And I have made it my will is because I said yes to his will. And now even when someone comes against me, I just says, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do. It's because God sent them. So this walk sometimes is not easy. It's a joy being in the presence of God. But sometimes man makes it uneasy to be in to do the Lord's work as a woman. But I thank God I'm where I am, and I thank God that I'm in his will and not my will and not man's expectation. Amen? That's my
amen. 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 Thank you, Apostle Thomas. Praise God. She says she's in God's will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else? Amen. Well, bless God. Bless God. We're going to move on to the next subject. Praise God. We will come back and do a overview. Amen. At the end of the program. Praise God. Hallelujah. This question came up. Amen. I forgot how this question came up. I forgot how I watched the TV or something, and this popped up. Praise God. But the question was, if a person has had a gender change, a sex change, praise God, then repents. They repent. Repent in the Greek means to change their mind. They change their mind, but the damage has already been done. They've already had their surgery. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he or she feels now they have been called to preach the gospel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Would you allow or would you listen to this person preach the gospel? Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me paint the picture a little bit deeper. Take somebody you know. Take me. Take me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say I go and say, you know what? I feel like I was born a man, but I feel like inside I'm a woman. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I do something crazy like the Kyle Jenner. I go and have surgery and all this, and then 10 years from now I say, you know what, I changed my mind. I was tripping. I don't know what I was going through. Hallelujah. It must have been a midlife crisis or something. Praise God. But I've already did. My man boobs is real boobs. Praise God. Amen. My voice is all high now because I've been taking hormones. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I say, you know what? I repent. Amen. I want to be a man again. Praise God. If I got the money to reverse that, I reverse that. If not, it's just done. Praise God. But it's been done. How would you react to a person who has done this if they choose? Because I think this is how it came up, because it's some preachers out there who have gone through this, but they have not shared it with their congregation. Their congregation don't know that I had a sex change and I changed back. They don't know that about them. Praise God.
Wow.
It was like a secret thing, and they're scared to say anything because they feel like, you know, I made the mistake. I changed my mind. I'm back to being who I was. But if I let them know that, you know, like that secret you got. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know. Praise God. We all got that secret that we scared, you know, if somebody find this out, praise God, will they judge me for this? Even though this is in the past, this is something that happened a long time ago. Praise God. I'm past it. I don't feel that way no more. The emotions ain't there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Would you be comfortable sharing this, something like that, with the congregation? But let's go back to the first question. Hallelujah. Would you listen to them preach the gospel? Praise God. My answer is I would. Praise God. Well, of course, I would, because I want to see what, because I've talked to people who have decided I'm a man in a woman's body. I'm a woman in a man's body. I am adamant about it. I believe it. Ain't no change in my mind about it. Praise God. So I would want to hear this person's message, because this person, God came into this person's life and changed their mind when no man could. Hallelujah. The Bible couldn't do it. The preacher couldn't do it. Hallelujah. No matter how many times you lay hands on them, you done pulled a bottle of olive oil over their head till their hair is slick like a bottle of, like a piece of Popeye's chicken. Ain't nothing work. Hallelujah. But God came and did something. Hallelujah. And now they like, you know what? I was tripping. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I would, me personally, amen, I would want to hear, amen, their message. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else opinion on this subject? Praise God. Amen.
I believe that if the man, and when he was in the world and he was in his sin and he did whatever he did, or maybe she, and then when they realized and then they repented, turned their life over, then I believe that God can use anybody that he wants to use. He used, and then as far as the voice is concerned, he had the donkey to speak and talk, but it's man that puts things down. But we have to look at, is this God? And if God has forgiven this man, then who are we to not to forgive him or to hold something against him? Because we don't have a heaven nor a hell him in. And if he is walking in the light, he is walking in the word of God and obeying God's word, then if he has something to say, I don't mind listening.
Amen.
And this is another thing. When I came into the church, and before I came in the church, I was a wretch undone. I did whatever I felt like doing, that it was not going to be too much harm to me. And I didn't do no drugs and all of that kind of stuff. But as we have also have said, that we've all have been some prostitutes and some whores in the world, because if you laid down with a man and you wasn't married, and if he was giving you some money, and then you was his prostitute. And then if you laid down with a man and gave up your body just because you liked him and you wasn't married to him, then you was a whore. So we've all have been something before we got saved. When I got saved, I didn't come to the church. I just came to the church and I told him I was a wretch undone. I told him that I did everything that I thought I wanted to do and big enough and bad enough to do. But I did not break it down. I did not say that I did this and did that. But I put it to where is what you, whatever somebody might come up and tell you that I did, well, she said that she was a wretch undone. So now this man may not have to come back up and say, well, I've had this cut off and I've had that cut off and I used to. He doesn't, as long as he says that I repent of all of my sins. That's what God, and God is just to forgive him. Who are we? Who are we to hold somebody back to doing the will of the Lord? God says, what did he tell them? He said, if they was over there doing something, and he said, well, is they against us or are they for us? And if they are for us, leave them alone. Let them go. And so this is the same way it is today. If we are doing the Lord's will, let us alone. Do God's work. That's my opinion.
Amen. Amen, Apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just leave them alone. Let them do what God tells them to do. Amen. Amen. And I agree with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another opinion on that subject on today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm calling from hot, sunny Mesa, Florida. It is hot, 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 and more hot. I could swear I seen the devil running down the street with a can of gas. I was asking on fire to the subject. But, man, I just want to say this virus is really showing you who's your real friends. Everybody say, I ride with you. I'm down with you. As soon as the first time trouble comes, there's nobody around. And when your lights are getting cut out and you call your homeboy, he's talking about going with you to ride and pick up an ounce of weed, and you need that $100 to put on your light, put the money in your lights. The weed's going to be there. Somebody's going to be there soon. Yeah, put it on your lights. Pay your bills first, then kick it second. That's all I have to say, man. Shouts out to everybody on the town for this nice broadcast. And, brother, you've been keeping it going. So thank you so much, and I appreciate everybody.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Praise God. Amen. From Florida.
Amen. If I also may add a comment as well, I knew this pastor. And he had met this lady, and she was an ex-prostitute. When she first came into church, everybody loved her. Then she got engaged to the pastor. And at that time, it came out to who she used to be. Do you know the church turned against her and turned against the pastor? It's because the pastor married a prostitute. It was that she was an ex-prostitute, but then she had gotten saved. But by her being an ex-prostitute, the church turned their back on the pastor for marrying a prostitute, an ex-prostitute. They didn't call her ex, but they called her a prostitute because that's what she used to do in her life before she had gotten saved. So sometimes we just can't tell everything. It's between you and God. And it's some of the things that I have done, and sometimes it comes back across my mind, and I'll be saying, Lord, forgive me. Right, forgive me. Because I know that it wasn't right. And when I was doing it, I had no conscience. It didn't make me, I didn't think about if it was right or wrong. It was something that I wanted to do. I did it and loved doing it. But when I got saved, my conscience made me look back over my life. And now I say I thank God for saving me because I was a wretch undone. Don't do something to me because I'm going to get you back. That's the way I was. But I thank God. I thank God for saving me.
Well, Elder, can I make a point real quick? Just because we say don't mean that we saw sin. Just because we cross that threshold don't mean that we don't have these old ways in. They say every day just the air you die, that's who you used to be. And it's a fight to do the right thing and turn another cheek. It's easier just to just knock the mess out of them that's going on as opposed to giving them clemency.
Amen. Amen. True that. And that's what a lot of the young Christians need to understand. It's a daily walk. It's a daily walk. Because they, like we say all the time, there's a misconception out there that once you're saved, you don't see her no more. You know that woman that walked into church with that red dress on, with everything, with boom, boom, boom? You don't see her no more because you saved.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. Those thoughts just go away. Praise God. But we got a battle. It's an everyday battle. That's what Paul said. Paul said he had to fight every day. Every day he was dying to himself. Every day he had to kill someone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And Apostle brought up the pastor, marrying an ex-prostitute. I believe I saw a movie about that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And everybody was tripping. Like you say, the church quit. It's okay until you represent us. Praise God. I remember when we was going to the Disciples of Christ Church, they would say stuff like, you representing us. So we need you to, you know, put a suit on. We need you to put a dress on, some heels. You know, we need you to do this because you represent us. Praise God. And I was like, I don't represent you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I represent the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe my wife brought up an interesting point where we always bring it up, but I never really, you know, we bring up stuff, but we don't think about it. We talk about the scripture. We never think about it. Praise God. It was something like everybody was saying, you know, like Jesus. When we talk about Jesus, the Son of God, when Judas betrayed Jesus, Jesus did not stick out. Like, he blended in with the crowd. Praise God. Hallelujah. How do I know he blended in with the crowd? Because Judas had to walk over and kiss him for the people to know who he was. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's sitting there blending in, and they, you know, they always complained about it. Why he over there with the sinners? He over there eating and drinking with them. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said, and Jesus heard him and said, I didn't come for the righteous. I came for the sinner. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he blended in with the crowd. Somebody had to point him out. Hallelujah. Peter said it like this. Do not conform to the images of this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody say, Elder, I have an image of what you supposed to dress like, what you supposed to look like. Praise God. Sometimes you look like that. Praise God. Sometimes I go to church. Sometimes I look at the videos on YouTube. You got the suit on, the tie. Praise God. You look like you supposed to look. Praise God. Hallelujah. But other times you got on jeans. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jewelry. Like, other times you don't look like I think. Praise God. Hallelujah. You supposed to look. The image out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's the image of this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. If they say right now, they be looking for Elder Prevost. He over there preaching the gospel, and we're going to go kill him. When they come looking for him, they're going to be looking for somebody who look like they preaching the gospel. They're going to walk right past him. Praise God. That's hallelujah. I'm like, oh, they walk right past me, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I said I'll let just say amen. Praise God. The image that somebody expects in the church, like she was saying, get married a prostitute. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's gonna blend in with the last question about Jesus. Was Jesus married? That's a question they've been asking for quite a while. Praise God. Hallelujah. They've been arguing over it. Some people get mad about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But hallelujah, amen. That's the whole thing. If he came for the sinner, praise God. In my mind, if the pastor married a person that used to be a prostitute, that would be the ultimate promotion for grace, salvation, mercy. My first lady used to be out on the corner, but look what God did for her. Praise God. But they don't... People want people that's perfect. You've been perfect. They want, who was that, Samuel? Remember Samuel, his mama brought him to the church when he was a baby. And he was raised, he was literally, the way I was raised in the church, Samuel literally raised in the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. He the one that picked out David. Praise God, if y'all remember. Praise God. Hallelujah. Am I talking about the right one, Samuel? Yeah, I think so. Amen. Yeah, he wants to be David. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was literally raised in the church. That's what we want. Hallelujah. We want, if we need a new pastor, we can't pick anybody. I know he was called. I know he say he was called, but he ain't got damn plaque on the wall. He ain't got damn degree. Praise God. He ain't been monastery, what it's called? Praise God. Seminary. He ain't been to seminary. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need somebody with a degree because he's representing us. Hallelujah. We want Hallelujah behind
that's what you call, that's in that Methuselah situation. He didn't serve under anybody. Nobody knows where he came from, but he had the secrets and the ancient knowledge.
Amen. Amen. So you're so right. Praise God. Nobody knew where he came from. Don't know who his mama or daddy was. Praise God. He just popped up, preached. Praise God, with the knowledge. Hallelujah. So much knowledge. In fact, people start sacrificing their 10% to him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Any more comments on this subject, praise God, before we go on to the next? Hallelujah. Amen. Gender change in the church. Really, we can just not say gender change. Anything that we can permanently see on your record. Praise God. Like Apostle Thomas was talking about the things she done, but they not on her. We can't see them on her record. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But some of us, you can see it on our record. You can see the tattoos. You can see the piercings. Amen. Praise God. You can see, amen, the criminal record. Some of us got criminal records. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of the things are tangible. You can see them. They there. It's evident. Praise God. You got a wife. You've been married for 25 years, and you got kids, but only three of them is with your wife. It's there. We can see it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
amen. So we won't know anybody else got an opinion on that. Your past. You know this person got a past. See, this is the problem. When we see the past, we don't know. We assume this person is still the same. Hallelujah. Amen. I always make the joke, you get up and testify, a woman up and testify how she used to sleep with every woman she come in contact with. Amen. And every wife in the church grab her husband's hand and look to see where he at, where he is, make sure he ain't nowhere about her.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you judging them on what they said their past was. Hallelujah. Let somebody say, you know, I used to steal. I used to be on crack. I used to steal everything. The pastor nailed down the holders. We don't know, that brother right there might have praise God, because we judging on what you telling us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we can say I don't know, I don't do that, I don't judge. The Bible says judge not, yet ye be judged. Praise God. But we do. Hallelujah. When you in the world, and even today, if you see a girl, one girl hanging out with 3-4 guys, hallelujah, they all finna go somewhere. You thinking, I don't know what she finna do with all them. Left behind. I'm glad that ain't my little girl. I be you done assume something. You done prejudge somebody. Hallelujah, amen. Because of something we done seen. Even though the Bible, we walk by faith, not by sight. We don't walk by what we see. Hallelujah, amen. But what we see, what they say, and we say by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not hearing by what Brother Johnson said about the other prevos. That ain't faith, because Brother Johnson said, I don't like the way other prevos look. He looks shady. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Brother Johnson said it. That's not the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we're supposed to walk by. So comments on the past. Praise God. But, well, let me cop question 3 in. Would you date somebody with a past? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we were just talking about the pastor marrying the prostitute in the church. Now, if they judge the pastor, you know they're going to judge you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hello. Hello. This is Sister Coleman. And I would like to say that whoever, salvation is available to anybody. And the outside of the person doesn't matter, because we're a new creature in Christ Jesus. You can have cut off anything you want to cut off. You can have put on whatever you want to put on. You are still a male and a female on the inside. It doesn't matter. You have an X Y chromosome or XX chromosome, and that cannot be changed. So whatever you're born as, a male or a female, that's what you're going to die as, no matter what you've done to the outside. No matter how many tattoos you have, if you accept Jesus Christ, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. The lady that was the prostitute, the male that was the prostitute, or whatever they've done, they are brand new. You can't say they are prostitute or this anymore because Jesus has changed them. And we need to stop judging by what we see.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tell what God has done for that person on the inside, the spirit part. That's the part that he's concerned about, the spiritual. And that's all I got to say on that.
Amen. Amen, Sister Coleman. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm agreeing with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Basically, that's what we all saying. It's not about what we've done, because it's all in the same category. Well, we may bring it up and try to, what's the word, dissect it or say this is a different category than this. Praise God. It all falls. The Bible say ain't no sin greater than the other sin. Praise God. So God got murderers, adulterers, homosexuals, transgenders, thieves, liars. They all in the same category. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like if we believe it, the people that sin is going to hell, and everybody that sin, living in sin, that is going to hell. Ain't no, my hell going to be hotter than your hell. When I go to hell, I'm going to try to get my house by the beach, and your house going to be by the volcano. Hell is hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. And repentance is repentance. Hallelujah. Amen. So when Jesus said, I came for the sinner, those are the people he came for, the people who were living in sin. And when they come out of sin, guess what? You got baggage. Praise God, when you come out of sin. Hallelujah. Amen. You come out, a man come out of sin, you already got you got prejudgments, assumptions. If a man come out of sin, you already got assumptions by women. Hallelujah. They this way, they that way. But you saved. You're not supposed to be, hallelujah, thinking that way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. As a man, as a woman, when you get saved, you're not supposed to, men only want one thing now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we still thinking that way. Why? Because we were living in the world and we bring some of the stuff, hallelujah, that we had in the world with us into the church. Hallelujah. And then God has to slowly peel those things away. Hallelujah. We always talk about the what's that scripture? Hallelujah. Where he planted the tear. And then the enemy came. Well, he planted wheat, and then the enemy came and planted tear. Hallelujah. And then the servants say, you want us to pull up the tear? He said, no. If you pull up the tear, you're going to pull up the wheat. And we always see we the wheat, and we're surrounded by tear. But then God has to pull us up at the harvest time. But there's another step to the wheat. Hallelujah. Because while we are around the tear, you know, we done picked up some stuff we wasn't pick up around those tear. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we was working those jobs, we picked up some stuff from our coworkers we wasn't supposed to pick up. Hallelujah. When you was at the beauty shop getting your hair done, picked up stuff that they were saying that you shouldn't have picked up. So they said something, it clicked your mind. You was like, I never thought about it like that. You wasn't supposed to pick that up. Hallelujah. But you picked it up. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then once the wheat is harvested, and there's a separation process. We separate the wheat from the tear. Then it goes to the thrashing floor. That's when you basically beat the wheat. Hallelujah. Until everything that you don't need from the wheat is beaten away from the wheat, and then you separate it again. Some of us on the thrash, some of us are being in that process where the old things are being separated from us. Hallelujah. Amen. And a lot of those people have to go through that process. Hallelujah. Amen. The ones that have gone to the extremes. Hallelujah. We call that mutilating your body when you cut something off. Hallelujah. That was supposed to be there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go on to question number four. Well, topic number four, praise God. Now, this is an old topic. Everybody talks about this all the time. I don't care if you're saved, not saved, white, black. I don't care what race you are. Hallelujah. This is a gender question, and this is how I phrase it. Men lie more. No. Women lie more. No. We both lie the same. Which is it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Which is it? Praise God. Because this is something, amen. I feel like, let me tell you, I personally feel like we both lie. I feel like everybody lie. Hallelujah. Saved, not saved. Praise God. It's like lying ain't one of those sins you think about. Like you go to steal something, you think, oh, that's a sin. I better not steal that. You know, you can't get that phone number. That's adultery. You know, I want to kill you. You made me mad. I want to go to my car and pop the trunk on you, but that's murder. I can go to jail for that. Let me put it like this. We mostly obey the sins that match the law of the land, if that makes any sense. Lying ain't too much a sin. I mean, a law. Praise God. You know, it's a crime to lie to the police or lie on the witness stand. But if I tell my wife, yeah, I'm going to run a revival tonight, baby. It's an all male revival, so you can't come and don't try to call me because we're gonna be busy. And I really go to some woman's house and spend the night with her and come home at 12 o'clock acting like I've been at the revival. She can't call the police and say, my husband just lied to me about where he was. I need you to come arrest him. That's not against the law. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So a lot of times we don't look at lying as a serious enough sin. We even have a phrase. We call them little white lies. Your wife say, do I look fat in these jeans? No, baby. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or your husband say, how does Ty look? It look all right? Yeah, it look okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's the thing with a lot of people, I ain't going to say y'all. Praise God. Somebody might be listening. A lot of people out there are in relationships, and you think, amen, everything is good. Amen. But really, you being lied to. They telling you. Hallelujah. See, I don't have that problem. My wife tell me straight up, I don't like the way they look on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If something don't look right on her, first of all, I ain't going to let her leave out the house and something that don't look right on her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But other people, hallelujah, amen. I've seen people do it. I've seen women say, I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to let him go out the house looking like a fool. He think he look cute, but fine. If that's the way, praise God, he want to look, let him look like that. Or I'm going to let her wear that outside the house. She knows she too big to wear it, but I ain't going to say nothing. Praise God. It's a little white lie because I don't want to hurt their feelings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or you don't want to get into an argument. Whatever the case may be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. People lie. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You done lied and told somebody, you done told your mama, your daddy, somebody, I like your boyfriend. Yeah, he all right, he cool, you don't like him. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you don't want to get into it. The last time I said you ain't like her boyfriend, y'all didn't speak for 3 months, she ended up breaking up with him anyway, so I might as well just be quiet and just wait for the breakup. Hallelujah. Amen. So what's y'all opinion on this? Me and Lamore?
I got a good take on that. I got a real good take on that. I believe it's situational. If the situation presents itself And a person has the option to either tell the truth or tell a lie. They always want to choose the lie first. That's what I believe out of from personal experience. It's easier to lie. It's hard to kind of face up to the music right then and there. And lie, 9 times out of 10, most people are up there catch me if you can rule. It's like if you go to the gas station and it's like $20 on a pump, you're not going to go to tell the attendant, hey, I just found $20 on a pump. You're going to pull your car up, pump the gas, and ride out. Like, I just saved $20. That's what I feel, though.
Hey, amen. Excuse me. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. I think it's probably, maybe if I backtrack and say that maybe more men cheat than women, so they're always lying about and not cheating, by cheating. And so I would probably say men cheat. Men would lie more is because they have more to cover up. Because I believe that more men cheat on their spouse than women. So just on that category, I believe that men probably lie more. But everybody lies. Nobody, but I just think they might lie a little bit more.
Well, sister, I beg to differ with you, and I hate to interrupt, but I have to say this. It's a situational thing. If a man is found with a woman in the bed, that's 100% cheating. But if he has time to defuse the situation, it's not always looked at as cheating. So every situation is different. It's to the two parties that's involved that can tell you whether it was cheating or not.
But if this man is married and this woman is single, he is cheating. And she's cheating too, but she doesn't have anybody that she has to lie to about it. Unless the wife calls her, and she'll probably say, well, you know, you need to talk to your husband, and you need to do what you're supposed to do, and maybe your husband wouldn't be cheating. So if that's
yeah.
what I do. if one would approach me, that's probably what I would say to her. That was back in the day. You know, today it's a whole different story. I'm not even being caught up in no type of situation. But back in the day, and if one would approach me, I would say, you know, that's you and your husband's problem. Don't come to me. You need to talk to him, and then you need to learn how to keep your husband at home. So don't come to me. So, but on that sense, I still say I'm not saying that all men cheat. Because there is some good men that's out there. But I would say the majority of the men would lie. They're more of a liar. Not all.
Well, you know what it is? I gotta make a point on that. What it is, it's a situational thing. Okay, I'm going to give you a good example. You tell me who's in the wrong. A brother loses his job, he gets laid off, he finally gets back to work, this coronavirus hits, now he can't find the job, which is a full-length lie, but at the same time, some people don't actually look at all the variables of the situation. They don't understand the whole world can't find a job, so it's not the same energy, but with the people, the family members, and the XYZ and all these other people, they add more gas to the fire. I mean, what would you say? Will I be right? Is that correct? Do you agree?
What do you mean, Pastor? They add more gas to the like motivating them.
Okay, it's
or?
Like this. Well, I mean, by more gas to the fire is if you know your best friend is married for 10 years, y'all both went to wedding together, y'all in the church together, y'all do everything together, but now he's got all his extra time with somebody else you don't know. You know something is wrong there. Well, when he gets around his wife and he wants to call for him, you shouldn't call for him because, you know, you're there with him while the bell is going out. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying, like, take charge for what's your fault. If it's not your fault, don't get involved with it. Does that make sense?
Okay. I see what you're saying. Like, you're saying, like, bearing false witness.
Right. Perfect. Great way to put it. Summed it all up.
And the other people I heard you say that if you lied to your wife that you couldn't, if she couldn't call the police on you and tell the police that you lied because it wasn't against the law. But if you get in a certain situation, if you get into a court and if you lie, it is against the law. So it depends on who you lie to that it makes it a law.
Right, right. I was saying that to say, unless it's some kind of immediate punishment, it's like it's that serious. Like cheating, it could be an immediate punishment for cheating. Like for stealing, it's an immediate punishment. Like you cheat, you know, she can leave. You take half of everything you got. You steal, you can go to jail. You kill somebody, you can go to jail. If I just lie to you,
But there's certain levels of cheating. I'm sorry to cut you off, Elder. But there's certain levels of cheating. There's the look, the in-the-window look, while there's business going on, and then there's the behind-the-closed-doors, then there's the full-fledged, I'm at the Walmart, meet me in 10 minutes at the rendezvous spot. That's the full-fledged cheating when it's actually going down. But the build-up until then, it's the I call it the pre-game show. That's where all the cheating, all the feelings, you trying to make your mind, do I really want to do this? Do I want to step out of my relationship? Am I willing to put my relationship in jeopardy just for this 5-minute plane? And sometimes it wind up being a 50-year commitment. You never know what's going to happen.
Right. Right. And I notice a lot of people, well, I noticed the pregame show. I noticed a lot of men have the pregame show. They go straight to the kickoff. Like, I noticed, like, soon as they see it, they like, ooh. They could just be talking, yeah, I got to stop by the house, get some eggs, because baby told me I got to pick up some, ooh, who is that? Hey, little mama, what's up? So I'm like, you know, I feel like if a lot of people would go through the pre-game show, they wouldn't do it. Because during the pregame, you hear all the stats. You know, the stats about, you know, divorce. You know, what's his name? Tiger Woods got divorced. The dude from Amazon got divorced. They wives took almost everything. Even though they rich, I ain't rich. So if you take almost everything I got, you know, you think about the pregame. I think about the woman that, like, yeah, my wife saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. But that don't mean in the moment she ain't going to take her back to the windows and key the car and put the tires on flat. Like, in that moment, you don't know what somebody going to do. You don't know, like you say, that 5 minutes could turn into 18 years worth of child support. It could turn into HIV, or it could turn into K. You don't know. But if you think about
let me say this. Okay, when you go to a major court case like the O.J. Simpson trial, somebody they have what they call is a discovery hearing. This is where they bring out all dirty laundry. Well, most of the discovery happens after you've been with somebody for 3 or 4 years, and that's when all their dirty laundry come out. If we do more fact-finding questions, more courting, and actually getting to know who we're dealing with, we won't have these sort of relationships. And I really believe that as being married 4 times, I'm not even saying this, I'm the president of the company. You got to know who you're dealing with, and you got to know how far they're willing to go with you. If you don't have those things answered, you just wasting your time. Out the work.
After being married 4 times, you should be a perfect liar. Or you should not.
I'm going to tell you the truth. This is God's honest truth. A woman, you can be broke down dirty. She'll pick you up. But then as soon as you say, well, I'm going with my man's house, now you got me straight, I'm about to go get this job. No, you can't go. You can't go without me. So a couple of times in my life, I've been at my lowest point. I'll meet a woman, and she'll help me get back on my feet. But when that call happens, she wants you to get the call, but deep down inside, it's like hidden hate. She really don't want you to get the call. And that's what's wrong with Americans and young people today, because We have instant access. We know about your life, your Facebook. There's no secrets no more. There's not like you could go pay somebody's phone bill and nobody not know, because you might get on your phone bill and say, I paid Sparky's phone bill. And then Sparky get on, yeah, he paid it. You know, it's we have too much access. It's nothing hidden anymore. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does it make sense?
I think so. You said it was too, okay, this is what I think you just said. I think you just said you meet a woman, she helps you get on your feet. She wants you to basically do better, but she don't want you to do better. In other words, she wants you to stay up under her.
Correct. 100%. You got it. You're dead on the nail. You might not have used my vernacular like I said it, but that's exactly the energy I was looking for. Because it's a town hall meeting. It's not you and your relationship. It's everybody that's around her. It's the daycare, the nursery, the doctor, the grocery store you go to. If you go to Walgreens every day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the same chick is going to be there with their fried eye laid to the side and attitude. What you here for? The same thing I get every day, baby. The same time, the same day. Get off work. I'm going to come here and get this. You should be happy you got a job, but most people don't appreciate small things and let bleak glass of that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. That happens a lot. Like, I watch Divorce Court a lot, and that happens a lot on Divorce Court on both sides. Somebody meets somebody, they build them. It's like they building somebody, but they don't want that person to brand. They scared if you decide you gonna leave me for somebody else. You gonna find something better out there.
Correct.
All this working to you, and I don't want to lose. It's almost like you done bought a used car and fixed it up, and you don't want to sell it because you know how much money you put in the engine.
Right. Well, it's like smothering a fire. If you let any air get in there, it's not going to stay alive. And that's just what it is.
And then you're bringing up the fact, like, you go to the grocery store. The girl in the grocery store going to know you because you go there every day, but your woman thinking it's something different because why she and you like, because I go there every day. That's why she knows. So she started getting jealous and possessive is what you're saying.
Correct. Correct, 100%. You got it. It's all it is cutting past the fluff. Everybody's going to tell you how to run your relationship, but nobody can jump in your spot and handle your relationship like you do. It's certain things about your young lady or certain things about the young man that only the two people in the relationship are going to know. But when you're on the outside looking in, it doesn't make any sense. And the same thing around God. Your walk with God is going to be different from my walk, but we both have to pray notes, cross-reference, and see how God brought you out of something you get out of, so I can get strength. And that's how we strengthen each other. And if two can't walk together, it's a bad day at the office.
Amen to that. Praise God. Amen to that. Praise God. Amen. Any more comments on what we're talking about right now? Praise God. We kind of branched off the subject a little bit. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did I hear someone? I thought I heard somebody. Amen. Amen. Okay. So let's try to hop back to the subject real quick. So we Apostle Thomas believes men lie more. Praise God. But Pastor saying it's a situational thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because and you know that situation happens with women too. Women cover for their girlfriends a lot. Praise God. So it ain't always you lying about your situation. It might be I call you, hey, Apostle Thomas, you remember First Lady? Oh, yeah, she told me she was running late, her phone died, but she ain't tell you nothing like that you covering for. Praise God. You lying for her. So it ain't always you lying about what you got going on, because that's the specific about the law. The law said, thou shalt not bear false witness. So when I cover for you, I'm bearing false witness. I'm saying I witnessed you doing something that you did not do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And men, I'm going to tell you, I've noticed this. Men not as good at this as women are. Like, let me give you an example. Out of the blue, my wife just called Brother Darryl and say, Brother Darryl, have you seen Elder Prevost? He going to be like, nah, I ain't seen Elder Prevost. I don't know where he is. But he's supposed to be coming for me. But he don't know he's supposed to be coming for me. So he oblivious to, I've seen women don't know nothing. They don't know where the girl at. Oh, yeah, I just talked to her. I'll tell her to give you a call and then call the girl. Girl, your man just called me. What's going on? Because I told him I just talked to you. She don't even know what's going on. She don't even know what's going on, but she already got a cover story. Praise God. Just in case. I don't think you might not be doing nothing bad, but just in case. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But then I know some guys, just like I had a homeboy, he was like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was somewhere with him. We wasn't supposed to be when I was with my ex-wife, praise God. Somewhere we wasn't supposed to be. And I told her I was with him, but I was with somebody else. Where I wasn't supposed to be. And then he come over to the house the next day, and before I could, you know, tell him, I lied and said I was with you. She asked him, was Andre with you today? And she said, yeah. I mean, he said, yeah, right off the bat. He didn't bat an eye. Later on, he was like, man, where was you at, man? Praise God. Hey, man. But he lied. He was telling a bold-faced lie. But he wasn't lying about himself, his situation, he was lying about mine. Praise God. So it ain't always we lying about what we got going on. Sometimes we lying about what somebody else got going on. Praise God. Sometimes somebody tell you to keep a secret or don't let them know, I need you to take me to the store, but don't tell nobody because I don't want them to know my car got repossessed. Hallelujah. Amen. So you lying. I got to go to the store. And you come back with no bags. I thought you went to the store, but they ain't had no sales. Now you done lied. Now the other person thinking something mischievous about you. And it ain't even got nothing to do with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So people lie. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what people do. People lie. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Any more comments online?
Amen. And I should say that non-Christians lie. And I want to say to the Christians, we should not be caught up in situations to where we would have to lie. I have been in a situation where if somebody called me and they had a conversation to me, and yes, they were talking about another party, and then the other party called me and said, yeah, such and such just told me that they talked to you. And what did they say about me? Call them and talk to them. I says, do not call me and ask me about nothing that somebody else has said. I says, if you want to know what they said, you call and ask them. So therefore, see, we shouldn't get caught up in lying. And as Christians, we should not have somebody else to lie for us. And if somebody wanted to say, you know, I need you to vouch for me, and can you say this for me? And I'm saying, you know what, I don't want to get involved in that. So find somebody else. So we need to start standing up as Christians. It's because we are accountable for what we say and for the lies that we tell. And we should not do the things of the world. And that we did those things when we was in the world. If somebody did something to me, I had a girlfriend, we would get together and we would come up with some kind of things and we would get them back. But that was when I was in the world. I don't do that today. And I tell somebody else, don't involve me. I can't be involved in that. And so we have to stand up for Christ and let everybody know. And once we start standing up, people will stop coming to you, wanting you to vouch for them, want you to lie for them. And we need to, as Christians, we need to walk in the light and stop walking contrary to what we're supposed to be doing. And then somebody else won't even have to lie for us. We need to stand up for Christ. We need to be We need to put on Christ, and we would not. These are the things of the world that we did when we was in the world. As Christians, we should not be doing these things. And yes, it may seem like it's hard, but even when I was in the world, most of the time I was honest. And I feel that if you are honest with a person, then that's all that matters. Somebody says, oh, you talking to him, and then you talking to him. They both know. Don't come to me. So then I'm not with neither one of you. But you know what? But that's worldly stuff. Stuff that we did in the world. And we need to put that behind us. And we need to walk in truth. And let our words be seasoned. Let our words be the truth. And stand behind our words. And we should not be liars as Christians. What we did in the past, that was in the past. But I say, don't involve me. And if I said something and you come back and ask me, whether it hurt your feelings or not, I'm going to tell you the truth. Yeah, I said it. Maybe I shouldn't have said it, but sorry, I apologize, but I did say it. So we need to be, what do they say, is our word is our bond. And so we need to stand behind our word. And, yes. and because God didn't make any cowards. You throw the rock and then hide your hand.
Amen. Amen, Apostle. Praise God. Amen. What you just said, I was just about to say, praise God. It really doesn't matter. Hallelujah. If men lie more or women lie more, as Christians, we shouldn't be, like you said, we shouldn't be lying at all. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as coming from the world into the church, praise God, okay, you are, hallelujah, but there's a lot of people that were coming into the church, lying was they biggest sin. Praise God, hallelujah. I knew women like you that were honest, and I knew you were talking to him too, praise God, but I also knew women, amen, that wasn't honest, and I didn't know. Hallelujah, you was talking to him. That's my homeboy. I didn't know you was talking to him. I wouldn't have been talking to you. Hallelujah. Amen. If I'd have known you was talking to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But like you said, Christians, all that's supposed to change. So we have to take, some of us is going to be, you know, some people is easy. I'm going to say it the way I feel it. I hate some, you know, not hate them, but I just hate the fact that how easy stuff was for them. Don't get me wrong. Certain things were easy for me to stop doing. Certain things. Praise God. But other things wasn't. Hallelujah. Then you get up and testify. Hallelujah. I got saved. And, amen. I put that cigarette down, and I ain't smoked a cigarette since. Praise God. I didn't go through no withdrawal or nothing like that. I just stopped smoking. Well, I'm so happy for you. Pin a rose on your nose. Let me get you a cookie. Hallelujah. That's how I be feeling. I don't say it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's how I be feeling. I'm like, okay, I'm so happy that you quit so easily. Praise God. But then there's other people, hey, amen, they can't stop drinking. I was like, shoot, I was, man, at one time I was getting at least one bottle of MD 2020 every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Banana Red, hallelujah. That the Banana Red, that was it right there, praise God, hallelujah. Over a little ice, oh, yeah. It was good, praise God, hallelujah. I just put that down. I say, I'm tired of the way it makes me feel, and I just stopped it. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Cigarettes, that wasn't that easy. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Tell you the truth, I still go back and forth, praise God. Then somebody, I just put it down. I'm so happy you just put it down. Praise God. Hallelujah. And same thing with lying. Praise God. Lying is like alcohol. Hallelujah. You got to practice. You got to practice. This is where I would normally lie. Praise God. I got to practice not lying here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where you was? I was working late. I stopped by my homeboy house and we had a beer before I came home. That's the truth. But you normally would say I work late. Praise God, boss had me doing another invoice, so I had to work late. But really, you stop by your homeboy house, but you know your wife, you stop by your homeboy house because, and this is what I hear a lot of men say, because I don't want to hear her mouth. So you lie. So I'd rather go to hell. Praise God. I'd rather go to hell and hear her mouth. Remember Adam? Remember, she had the fruit and handed it to him. And I always wonder what made him see where the fruit came from. Because God told me, I put myself in his shoes. God told me, before I ever met her, I didn't even hallelujah. Before he ever brought her out of me, he told me, don't eat of the fruit from the middle of that garden. Everything else, you can eat. Praise God. But don't eat from that street. He told me that. Then she, hallelujah, and over there talking to snakes and carrying on. Hallelujah. And then she get the fruit. I'm like, yeah? Did he not see it? Did he not know what was going on? Why didn't he say nothing to her about her talking to the snake? All these questions going through my head. Praise God. But then random situations happen in real life, and I'm like, that's what it was. Praise God, hallelujah. Your wife ever handed you something and you knew, amen, if I'm going to say something to you, amen, and you know you shouldn't say nothing back. You know in fact it's going to be a fight. You snap back anyway. Praise God. She gave it to you and you ate it. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Well, could it be he just didn't want to hear her mouth? He gave him the fruit. Hallelujah. He didn't have to eat it. Why did he eat it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, we don't know. This is what I always tell people about Adam and Eve. You don't know what happened between flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone. For this cause, a man going to leave his mother and chase after his wife, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, she talking to a snake. It's some time passed between them. Hallelujah. And we don't know what happened. We don't know if they got into some arguments, if she was fussing about this, if he said before, I don't like you talking to that snake. Look, I'm grown just like you grown, Adam. I can talk to whoever I want to talk to. You don't know what happened leading up to this situation for him to say he going to eat this fruit. Should he have eaten it? No. It was the best man ever did, ever. We can't match it. You can't. Well, maybe OJ going to jail after you get off of murder. Maybe. That might be the thing man ever did. But before that, eating the fruit was the dumbest thing man could have ever did. And it just baffled my mind. I don't see what made him do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, he just didn't want to hear his woman mouth. That's what men say. We don't want to hear y'all mouth. Praise God. And then y'all don't know what we talking about. What are you talking about? You know, hearing your mouth. When do you hear my mouth? That's what y'all say. And we be like, all the time. Like when? Praise God. Hallelujah. But that's the way the man look at it. Praise God. So it could have been, you know, I'm lying? Because they told me happy life, happy wife, happy life. Praise God. They told me there's going to be times that you're going to be right or you're going to believe that you're right. But you're going to have to tell her that she's right so that you can have a happy life. And I said, I've been having problems with this my whole life because I said, I got to tell her she's right. When she's wrong? Nah, I ain't about to do that. And they're like, okay. That's the way the old men say it. Okay. Trying to tell you. And I see what they're saying. praise God, but at the same time, I just can't see, how would I let, first of all, this is what's going to happen. If I let you be wrong when you right, no, I'll let you be right when you wrong. I tell you you're right, but you're wrong. And then you go and find out that you're wrong. First of all, I done led you wrong by telling you you're right. Second of all, I didn't want to hear your mouth then, but I'm so finna hear your mouth now. You mean to tell me you let me walk in, out this house with the wrong information? It was the right information. I done got out here and told somebody, look, I got the right information, and they done told me, no, that's the wrong information. And then come to find out, you knew this whole time that this was the wrong information, but because you didn't want to hear my mouth, you done let me walk this house being wrong, telling me I'm right. Praise God. Hallelujah. See that like talking about the pregame, like I don't think people think about the outcome, what could happen if this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, you don't plan stuff out enough. Praise God. Some people just too spontaneous. Look, you ain't even think about it. Praise God. You ain't know she was crazy. Praise God. You thought she was just going to keep it a secret and she wasn't going to tell your wife and she wasn't going to be calling your wife and hanging up like rabbits. I done seen too many movies. Hallelujah. Too many Lifetime movies. Amen. And just think, I'm going to meet this woman, me and her going to have an affair, and that's going to be the end of it. Praise God. I done read too many scriptures where I don't reap what I sow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to think about this before I do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. People say, I don't even think that way. You think that way. You just thought the right way. Hallelujah. You exited that thought from your brain. Hallelujah. Amen. You didn't meditate on it. That's why the Bible say, Jesus said, when they asked Jesus a question, he said, thou shalt not commit adultery. That's what you've been told. But a man that looketh on a woman with adultery in his eyes has already committed adultery in his heart. What does that mean? That don't mean just because I think you fine, I've committed adultery. A lot of people say that. You saw her, she fine. That means you done committed adultery. That's not what that means. That means if I look at you, I think you fine, and then I begin to meditate on how fine you are. Lord, look at them thighs. Jesus. Lord, have mercy. She knows she shouldn't have worn them. Lord, man, I'm finna go speak. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing blessed. Praise God. Amen. You need some prayer? Praise God. That's when you're looking at somebody with adult in that word looking, E-T-H, continuously looking. Hallelujah. I'm meditating on you. Hallelujah. I addressed you in my mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's not. Amen, I just look at you and I done cheated. No, I got to meditate because guess what? Hallelujah, I done did it in my heart. If I done it in my heart and in my mind, eventually, praise God, you going to catch on. I speak to you every day. You going to catch on, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it under my breath, but I'm going to say it loud enough for you to hear me say, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You going to catch on and eventually, you're going to be like, well, Elder, my car in the shop. You think you can give me a ride home tonight? What? I'm going to get in the car. Yeah. Oh, yes, Lord. Then we start thanking Jesus for the wrong things. I heard a comedian say this, and he ain't never lied. Hallelujah. We start thanking Jesus for the wrong things. When we get caught up in the sin, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. You thanking Jesus for getting in the sin. I ain't think about it till the comedian said. I said, I was in the club one time when I was in the club, and that girl was like, yeah. And I was like, well, praise God. I thank Jesus hallelujah, for getting into some sin. Ain't that something? Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So lies a lie, but we just need to quit lying. We need to quit sinning all away around, praise God. We got to take steps, and we got to practice. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't want to practice on your spouse or whoever. You got to start. Amen. How does this color look on me? It don't look good, baby. I'm sorry. I know for the last 13 years I've been telling you it look good on you. I've been lying. That green is not your color. You don't need to wear green no more. And now, if she want to wear green, let her wear green. Praise God. She ain't got to listen to you. But don't lie to her about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Any more comments on lies? Hallelujah. It's not a gender thing. It's a people thing. But it shouldn't be a Christian thing. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to say this, then we're going to move on to this last topic. Amen. I always say people treat Christianity like a diet. Praise God. Hallelujah. They treat it like a diet. Like, okay, I want to be a vegetarian because I want to lose weight. Meat making me, I don't know, making my blood pressure go up. So I'm going to stop eating meat. So I'm going to call myself a vegetarian. But a vegetarian going to come up to me and say, boy, you ain't no vegetarian. You just don't eat meat. Praise God. I'm a vegetarian. And well, let me tell you what a vegetarian does. I'm going to be like, okay, break it down to me. I don't eat meat. I don't drink milk. I don't eat cheese. Praise God. You don't drink milk or cheese? No, because they come from a cow. Praise God. I don't wear leather. Praise God. I don't take medicine that's been tested on animals. I don't use anything that's been tested on animals. I don't wear fur. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't involve my leather shoes. I don't do that. I don't involve myself with anything having to do with the harming of animals. All you do is just don't eat meat. That's how some people treat Christianity. Praise God. You just come to church on Sunday. And maybe you stop cheating on your spouse or something. You stop something, but you ain't do the whole thing. It's 10 things. It's a list. It's 10 things on that list. Well, really, Jesus broke it down to like 7. Then he broke it down to 2. Love your neighbor as you love yourself, and love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Praise God. You got to do those too. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you love me, look, if you love me and you treated me like you treated yourself, you wouldn't lie to me. Because you know why? Because you hate when somebody lie to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. How you felt when they lied to you? You didn't feel good, did it? Praise God, hallelujah. So you wouldn't do it to anybody else. Hallelujah, because you don't like the way it's done to you. God say, if you ain't going to do it for me, praise God, at least do it for you. Put yourself in that other person's shoes. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. You wouldn't cheat on your wife. You wouldn't cheat on your husband. Praise God. Well, I'm single. Okay. You wouldn't cheat with somebody else's wife. Hallelujah. You wouldn't cheat with somebody else's husband. Because what if that was your wife? If that was your wife, you kill somebody. You can talk all that noise. You know, if she want to go, she can go. You can talk all that noise all you want to. I know brothers have been talking that noise. They in jail right now because they done went crazy and killed everybody in the house. Because they done caught their woman in the bed with somebody else after they said, if she want to go, she can go. I don't care. Praise God. So you can talk it out, praise God. But if you love me, you wouldn't do it because you don't want it done to you. Praise God. Amen. Well, Elder, I don't do it to my neighbor. I go way across town. I heard my uncle tell me that one time. You got to go way across town. That's why Jesus said, who is your neighbor? Hallelujah. Well, it was a man that was going to Jerusalem. So he was a Jew. And 3 Jews passed him up. I believe it was a priest, it was a Jew, and a deacon. a Levite. That is, they all passed him up. But then the Samaritan came. The Samaritan, we don't deal with Samaritans. That was the, see, a lot of people missed the purpose of the story. You don't deal with a Samaritan. This is somebody that stays way across town that I don't associate with. But he's the one that stopped and helped the Jew. He was the good neighbor. So Jesus said, yo, the word neighbor, this is what Jesus was saying. He was saying the word neighbor has nothing to do with geography. Hallelujah. When he says neighbor, when you say neighbor, you're talking about the dude next door. Hallelujah. When Jesus say neighbor, he talking about the dude in Japan. The dude in Australia. And the dude next door. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's saying everybody is your neighbor. You should treat everybody as if they stayed next door. You wouldn't, now I know some of y'all bold. Some of y'all listening on the airwaves because we're not broadcasting in religion. We're broadcasting in the family blog. Praise God. Hallelujah. We get a lot of people from the family blog torn down by us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And a lot of people praying, they oh, I lost track of what I was saying. Amen. Hallelujah, praise God. That's what I was going to say. Some of y'all bold enough to sleep with the dude next door. Praise God, with the dude's wife or the dude's husband next door. Some of y'all was bold enough to do that. Most people have a brain cell, have some common sense. Praise God, hallelujah. And not that bold to do something like that, praise God, hallelujah. You need to treat everybody as if they stayed next door. You wouldn't steal my lawnmower and I can look right over my fence and see you got my lawnmower? Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We need to start thinking like that. Then you wouldn't lie, hallelujah, to nobody. You don't want to be lied to. You don't want to be stolen from. You don't want to be cheated on. Hallelujah, amen. And you don't want to be killed. Thou shalt not murder. Jesus didn't say a whole bunch. He didn't say all the ones that, you know, Moses got like 1,500 of them. Jesus said like 70. When the man said, what must I do to receive eternal life? He said, keep the commandments. He said, what commandments? He told him, there were 7 of them. Go count them. He didn't say 10. He said 7 of them. Might have been 6, but I believe it was 7. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't kill, steal, don't lie. Love God, honor your mother and your father. We kind of forget that one once we get grown. That's not on the Lord. Look, it ain't on the agenda, but the Lord say we got to remember this. For those of us that still have our parents alive, my parents are dead. That's when that law is no longer in effect. Praise God. He say the Lord says that law, amen, is in effect until death. Praise God. You are supposed to honor your mother and father until they die. If your mama and daddy call you right now, you're supposed to run and see what they want. Praise God. That's your mother. Hallelujah. And your father. Praise God. You're supposed to honor them. Hallelujah. Some of us forget that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But any more comments on the lies? Any more comments on the lies? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Any more comments on the lies? Okay. All right. Let's move on to our last topic. Praise God on today. Amen. This topic, amen. I remember this topic coming up when I was a kid. When my pastor talking about it, I didn't know what, I was a kid, I didn't know what they was talking about. Praise God. But it was Jesus married? Praise God. Did Jesus have a wife? Praise God. Now, well, let me phrase it like this. Is there any evidence of Jesus having a wife? According to our Holy Bible, our canonized Bible, praise God, hallelujah, our New Testament, there is no evidence in the Bible that Jesus was ever married. No evidence. No, evidence. But, however, there is some what the court would call circumstantial evidence. Elder, what you mean, circumstantial evidence? Circumstantial evidence is evidence that kind of looks like, maybe, but I'm not sure. Praise God. It's you know, you were like, it's like, did they kill him? I don't know if they killed him. I know they was there. They was there at the time that person got killed. That's circumstantial, that I was there. But you ain't got the evidence. You ain't got me on tape. You ain't got my fingerprints. You ain't got no DNA. All you got is some circumstantial evidence that I was there. Now, I have been alive for 43 1/4 years. I just wanted to say it like that. 43 1/4 years. And in my 43 1/4 years, every time a man has died, there have been certain people at his bedside when he died. Praise God. It's usually his wife, his mama, and a homeboy, a friend, brother, somebody close. Praise God. It wouldn't just be no anybody at the bedside. The pastor be there sometime. Praise God. But at the bedside is always the wife at the bedside. When my granddaddy died, wife was there. My grandma right there. When my other granddaddy died, his wife was right there. My grandma, she was right there. So with that being said, praise God, the evidence, the circumstantial evidence that I have that Jesus might have been married, coming from the Holy Bible. So we're just going to go from the Holy Bible. I got other literature I could come from, praise God, other scriptures that were not included in our canonized version of the Bible. The testament of Mary Magdalene, the testament of Thomas, the testament of Judas, and there was also a testament of Peter. These books were not included in our canonized Bible for whatever reason. The Sanhedrin Council, when they got together and decided which books were going to be in the New Testament, where in the canonized Bible period, they decided not to put these in. And it might be just because of this reason, because these books that I just mentioned refer to Mary Magdalene as being Jesus' wife. When I heard that, I said, well, that kind of makes sense, because Mary Magdalene was at the cross when Jesus died. Praise God. The other disciples wasn't there. It was just his mama and Mary Magdalene. Praise God, and James. And if you really do your research, if you do your research, you'll find that Mary Magdalene Mary, the mother of Jesus, introduced Mary Magdalene to Jesus. Praise God. Because she was possessed by these seven evil spirits. You know, in the past, they portrayed her as a prostitute, and there's been a big argument, and I've been in this argument, taken up for her. She wasn't a prostitute. Quit saying she was a prostitute. And then one day my dad told me, he said, okay, you want to argue the fact she wasn't a prostitute? She had seven evil spirits on her. She was more than a prostitute, son. She was out there doing any and everything. She had seven evil spirits on her. So why are you defending the fact that she was a prostitute? That's not the point. The point is, the Bible says Jesus delivered her from all seven of these evil spirits. Praise God. Hallelujah. The fact that her name is Mary Magdalene says she was from the town of Magdala, and Magdala was known for prostitution. Praise God. Hallelujah. So even though they got her, see, when back in the day, they got her mixed up with the woman with the alabaster box. The Alabaster Box. Amen. The Alabaster Box of they get Mary Magdalene confused with her. Mary Magdalene was already with Jesus before this woman ever came along. Praise God. Hallelujah. Were we really getting to our research and find out this woman, Mary Magdalene, been with Jesus a long time, way before this woman came with this Alabama box doll. They wouldn't even have referred to her as one of those women. Praise God. They were when the Pharisees saw her. When the Pharisees saw her, they said Jesus is supposed to be a prophet. How come he don't know what kind of woman this is? That's because of the way she dressed. Mary Magdalene didn't dress like that at that time. She had already been healed. Hallelujah. She was already sanctified. She was already dressing like a woman of a holy woman, so to speak. You know, with all how the Jews dressed back then. Praise God. She had already changed. Amen. She wasn't in her hoochie mama shorts no more. Praise God. This woman came in her hoochie mama shorts. Amen. Praise God. With her Alabama box doll and busted over Jesus' head. I mean, over his head. Praise God. Amen. On his feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So they get them confused. They get mixed up together. Hallelujah. Amen. But those are two different people. Hallelujah. Amen. But the point is, amen, Jesus delivered her, and they believed that this was his wife. This is the belief among many theologians and many scholars. Many preachers, watch this, I'm gonna blow the lid off. Many preachers that preach in the churches, some of y'all here on TV, some preaching y'all very pulpits, believe this, that Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene. But they don't publish this information. They don't share this information because for some reason, nobody wants Jesus to be married. Well, let me put it bluntly. I'm going to be blunt with y'all. Nobody wants Jesus to have sex. They're saying Jesus having sex makes him impure, unclean. My argument to that is, if the Bible says Jesus came to fulfill all righteousness, a righteous man would get married before he had sex. So if Jesus got married before he had sex, he would still be in the guidelines of the law, so he would still be on the side of righteousness, so that would not affect how pure he is. That would not add a blemish to him. Praise God. But it's argued, well, if he had sex, he's no longer pure. How you feel? Jesus came down here for many reasons. But one reason I know for sure is that he could walk a mile in my shoes. So he could understand how I feel. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he could understand what was going on in my mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in order to walk a mile in my shoes to understand what I went through, praise God, and Whitney, I have to get married? Hallelujah. You can't understand the struggle I have with my wife if you single. Oh, praise God. If you single, you can't minister to me on what I should do. Praise God. You don't understand the half of it. Well, when me and my girlfriend get into it, you leave and go back to your house. That's what you do. Just shut up right there. That's what you do. You don't even go back home. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you married, you ain't got nowhere to go. Well, girl, when my man start acting up, you leave, you get up, put your clothes on, and you go home. That's what you do. Or either you tell him he need to get up and go home. Praise God. That's what you do. Hallelujah. You not there. Amen. That's your solution. Hallelujah. So if God wants to know what it's like to be man, God told me like long time ago, he said, one purpose I did by coming, I took away the excuse. In the Old Testament, this is what the Lord told me. He said in the Old Testament, man had an excuse that I would hear all the time. And he said, I still hear it today, but they don't realize they can't use it on no more. Their excuse was, God, you don't know what it's like to be me. Praise God, hallelujah. You don't know what it's like to be me. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Now, hallelujah. Now, amen. Now that God has came in the flesh, he came, no, not only did he come, but he came into the worst possible situation imaginable. Stay with me just a little bit here, praise God. Into the worst possible situation imaginable. What you mean, Elder? Praise God, hallelujah. First of all, we really have to think about the situation. We read it, we see, we run plays about it in church, we don't watch movies about it, and it makes it seem, the movies and the plays, and even the Bible, makes it seem so romantic almost. Praise God. But put yourself, if you're a man, put yourself in Joseph's shoes. Hallelujah. If you're a woman, put yourself in Mary's shoes. Praise God. Hallelujah. I could not imagine my wife having to come tell me that she pregnant. Wait. You're moving too fast. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Knocking them out the park. Knocking them. Wait, baby, calm down. Wait, it's not your baby. It's God's baby. Let me explain. An angel came, visited me, and said, you know, you're gonna be pregnant by God, and you're gonna have the Son of God, and His name gonna be Jesus. And me and you have been chosen to be God's parents, baby. Ain't that great? And I'm looking at her like, you must take me for some kind of fool. Praise God. If you read your Bibles, if you read your word, the Bible say, at first Joseph was like, I'm going to divorce you, but I'm going to do it quietly. You know what that tell me? That tell me I don't believe you. Praise God. If I believed you, why would I divorce you? I would be so happy. I'm raising the Son of God. Can't nobody put that on their resume. I've been chosen to raise the Son of God. You ain't got that on your resume. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's an honor. But Joseph said, you know what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to act like this never happened. Okay. We're going to act like I didn't meet you that night. You didn't meet me. We never met each other. Don't even worry. Keep the ring. Keep the ring. What about the ring? You know, it's over. That was the first response. That's why she went to Elizabeth. See, it had to happen that way. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been in contact with Elizabeth, and she wouldn't have given life to the baby that was inside of Elizabeth's stomach. But that's a different story. Praise God. Understand, your mama had, a lot of y'all, your mama went through some things with you, didn't she? Praise God. Your mama sure wasn't perfect. Your mama, if you was to ask some people about your mama from when your mama was your age, they would say, girl, your mama was wild. Girl, she don't know who, she ain't know who your daddy was. Praise God. What do you think they were saying about Mary? There were rumors going around. Mary was sleeping with the gypsy. She was either pregnant by a gypsy or she was pregnant by one of the Roman soldiers. That was the rumor. Praise God. Then, you not born in a hospital. You not born in a house. Hallelujah. You born in a barn next between the goats and the chickens. Praise God. Hallelujah. And while this is going on, check this out. While this is going on, people looking for you. You are, you baby but you also a wanted fugitive, and you want it dead. Not dead or alive, you want it dead. You want it dead so much that they killed every baby your age. Every male child your age around that time got killed. This is the situation Jesus was born into. For 2 years, we always say how the wise men brought the silver and the gold. I want y'all to know Jesus was two when they brought that silver and gold and that myrrh, that frankincense. He was 2 years. 2 years went by before they got that money. It wasn't an immediate blessing. They had to struggle for 2 years while they were on the run in Egypt. Roman soldiers looking for them, hunting them down. They on the run. Hallelujah. Praise God. They finally make it back. Amen. Praise God. And they decide they're going to go to Jerusalem for Jesus' 10th birthday. And then they mess around and leave 3 days. Now, look, they walking. They walking. They got donkeys. They walking. 3 days into the journey home, they realize, I forgot Jesus. You got upset when your mama left you at the grocery store. Or she did, you got real mad when she didn't pick you up from school that time. Remember, I know it might have been a long time ago for some of y'all. But some of y'all, that's, you still got that resentment in your heart, right? Yeah, she sure did left me there. I had to walk home. Praise God. Imagine 3 days. They've been walking for 3 days. And then all of a sudden somebody say, where Jesus? Jesus. Oh, Lord, we done left Jesus. How you leave Jesus? Praise God. That's the whole reason why you went down there to show Jesus Jerusalem. I messed around, and you done left Jesus. Praise God. And you got the nerve. This is how the Lord said to me sometimes. He may talk to you differently, so don't judge me. It's the way the Lord talked to me. You got the nerve to sit there and complain about your sister. She left you at the stove. The stove was 15 minutes away. She came right back and got you. These people left me in Jerusalem. They've been walking for 3 days before they realize I'm gone. Now, Mary and Joseph, especially Joseph, the only reason why Joseph back with Mary is because he had a dream. Jesus, God had to come to him in a dream. Praise God. God had to come to him in a dream and tell him you need to stay with Mary in order for him to stay with Mary. So here we is, mama and daddy really not getting along that good because she still feel a little bit of hurt from the first time when he left and said, I'm going to divorce you. He still don't kind of trust her because it was just a dream. I don't know if it was real or not. It was a dream. Y'all right now in the middle of living y'all lives on a dream. And y'all like, it was just a dream, Lord. I don't know. I'm waiting to see. I'm walking by faith. He was walking by faith. It was a dream. Hallelujah. Could you imagine? Hallelujah. I'm your homeboy, and I come tell you, yeah, me and First Lady having a baby. It's God's baby. What? How you have a conversation like this with your friends? You can't tell your friends about it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. Hallelujah. If you was alive back then, you tell Joseph, run, boy. You better run. That girl crazy. Run. She say she pregnant by Jesus. Oh, she on that stuff back. You better run. Hallelujah. I don't care what dream you had. You better run. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then you get grown. You start preaching. And everybody in your hometown turn against you. After you done, you know, built their tables and worked on their houses, now all you is to them is just a carpenter, Mary's son. Your brothers and your sisters don't even believe you. Hallelujah. You mad, because people in your family don't believe you. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. You mad because the people in your family don't believe you. I don't believe you was called to preach. You just knew something. I don't believe you. God wants you to be no doctor. Whatever God then call you to do, and people don't have belief. I don't believe you can rap. I don't believe you can sing. I don't believe you can act. I don't believe. You need to get a job. That's how they did Jesus. You around here preaching? Boy, I need you to go back. I need a table done by Saturday. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Whatever. I need a table by Saturday. And I need you to get to work on it. My roof got a leak in it. They didn't care. They wanted to kill Jesus. He tried to minister to his sisters and his brothers. They said, you need to go talk to your disciples about that stuff. We know you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when you say, God don't know what I'm going through. Praise God. His best friend, amen, lied 3 times. I don't know him. Doggone it. You son of a, I told you. I don't know him. Hallelujah. And Jesus was standing right. The Bible say they met eyes when he told the last lie. Then the man, not only that, the man, he let hold the money. Now, look, now. Let's be real about this. I don't care who you are. You are careful about who you let hold your money. Praise God. If they ain't your husband or your wife, if you single, hallelujah, you are careful about who you let hold your money. If you have a business, you are careful about your accountant, your treasurer. If you have a church, you are careful about who you let hold the money. The man Jesus let hold the money is the one that betrayed you. Hallelujah. And not only that, but he told him, watch this. I want to show you that Jesus, why the whole marriage thing fits into everything I'm saying. Hallelujah. Because he wanted to know how you felt. And there's nothing, Jesus didn't do anything to make this happen. He just lived his life. And living his life, he was able to see how we felt through his experiences. Remember, everywhere he went, he had Peter, James, and John. They was on the Mount of Transfiguration. Those were the first disciples he called. Everywhere he went, when he got ready to go, he said, okay, I need to take me some bodyguards with me. Andrew, James, John, y'all rolling with me, baby. Let's go. Those was his right-hand men. Those was his road dogs. They was always there. Peter, James, and John. And then he said, look, I'm finna go right over there. I'm finna go pray. The Bible says he was a stone's throw away. They could have threw a rock, and it would have hit it. That's how far away he was. So he wasn't that far. I'm finna go over there and pray, and all I want you to do is watch me. Praise God. You ever had that friend that you done did everything for? You let her stay at your house, eat your food. Praise God, use your shower. The family treated her better than they treated you. Praise God. You did everything for her, and you asked this girl for one thing. And she couldn't even do that. Remember that dude, that your partner? That was your homeboy. Whenever he needed you, you was there. Hallelujah. Y'all go to the, when y'all was in the world, y'all went to the club, whatever the case may be, you was his wingman. You helped him get half the women he got. Hallelujah. Then you asked him one favor. You asked him, look, I need you to run to the store. I need you to pick me up Saturday. My car going to be in this. I can't do it Saturday. I got a date. You got a date. All the dates you get, and you can't, like, postpone this date for your boy? As much as I have done for you? Praise God, hallelujah. This is what happened with Jesus. Jesus said, all I want y'all to do, I don't want y'all to do much. I'm going to go over there and pray, and all I want y'all to do is watch me. Watch me. Because it's almost time. They coming. They could pop up at any moment. I need y'all to watch. Really? If he fought, he got caught. If they wouldn't have been asleep, look, the last time over there, he said, man, y'all sleep again? And they like, oh, it's okay, Jesus, we up. He say it's too late now. They already here. If they wouldn't have went to sleep, like, first of all, Jesus was praying, let this cup pass from me. It might have been God's will for them to go to sleep. But, and it was, because if they would have been woke, they would have warned them Jesus might have ran. Before, remember, he ran every other time. Every other time they wanted to kill him, Jesus was caught ghost. They went to catch him, he was gone. Praise God. So maybe it was God's will, because he said, let your will be done, not mine. Maybe it was God's will for them to go to sleep, but how, even when it's God's will, do that make you feel any better? Y'all ain't hear me. See, I'm trying to be real. It don't make you feel any better that all things are working together for your good. It hurt right now. You crying right now. They broke your heart today. Yeah, I hear you. Eventually, I'm going to get over it, and I'm going to get back in the swing of it, and God got somebody better for me. But right now, you don't care about all that. Jesus was like, I asked you to do one thing. Hallelujah. He just got through praying about God's will. If it be your will, let this cup pass from me. But if it ain't, I'll go and take it. Right after he said that, he walked over there and said, I can't believe y'all sleep. I asked y'all a lot. Now, if it's God's will for me to go down, amen, he should have been like, well, praise God. Y'all sleep, and they already here. It must be God's will. But Jesus didn't have that attitude. Jesus was mad. What? I can't believe y'all sleep. I just asked y'all, Lord have mercy. Well, we up. It's too late now. They already here. No, I don't even have a choice. Because you went to sleep after I done had you on the Mount of Transfiguration. You got to see me transfigure into a spirit. The other nine ain't get to see this. Y'all was special to me. I treated y'all better than I treated all of the other disciples. And here you is over here sleep. Praise God. Hallelujah. So don't come to God telling him you don't know how you feel. Praise God. And in order to know exactly how you feel, you would have to know, praise God, because we feel the same. We've established this. When we like, what do men want? What do women want? How do we feel? We feel. Out of all that discussion and all that back and forth, we've established that we both feel the same way. We both feel the same way. We both want the same things. Praise God. So he didn't have to come as a woman to understand what it's like to be in a relationship. He could just be a man like he was. Praise God. And if he was married, look at his history. Of course he would marry Mary Magdalene, a woman with seven evil spirits, because he's going through the worst scenarios possible. Nobody else was born like this and went through the things that he went through. Nobody else. Ain't nobody leave a child for 3 days and ain't know it. Come on now. It had to be extreme. So you can't say, well, you know, she left me at Toys R Us, and I stood out there and I cried for 20 minutes, and then she finally pulled up. She was parked around the corner trying to teach me a lesson. Okay, my mama left me in a whole different city for 3 days. Longer than that, because they had to walk back. Hallelujah. So if it took them 3 days to walk there, it probably took them 3 days to walk that. So that's been a whole week. And then you got the nerve. Why you think he said, I'm about my father's business? He kind of had a look. What you looking for me for? I feel like, this is my personal opinion. Y'all don't have to agree. I feel like he kind of had a little attitude. You've been gone for 6 days. Talking about we've been looking for you. You've been looking for me. What you looking for me for? You should have made sure I was with you before you left. Praise God. Some people take, well, he said this, he said this. Some people, I take it totally different. Y'all don't include the fact that Jesus was a human being as well as a spirit. You don't include that he was a child. Remember how smart you had a smart, remember how many times your mama done popped you in the mouth for being smart? Because you done said something smart? And in your mind, it wasn't smart at all. You thought that made perfect sense, what you just said. Well, mama, if we leave a little bit early, we wouldn't be running late. Bam, shut up. Ain't nobody asked you nothing but your smart behind. Smart behind. Praise God. I wasn't trying to be smart. I thought I was giving good advice. That's what Jesus, well, I don't know what you look. First of all, it's been a whole week. 6 days in past. And you talking about you looking for me. Look, I'm by my father's business. I don't know what you're all about. You know, yeah, you know. Praise God. And he had every right to be because you done left me for a whole week. So, of course, with all that going on, why not marry a woman with seven evil spirits? Now, why not marry a woman that everywhere I go, people going to be talking about me? Understand what I just said? They're going to be talking about me. They're not going to be talking about her. Y'all ain't catch it. A lot of y'all are married to people. People are not talking about that person. Are you associated with a person? They're not talking about that person. They're talking about you. That's what you mad about. Thus says the Lord. That's what you mad about. Because if you are, remember, this is what they said to Jesus. If he's a prophet, he should know what kind of woman that is. So what you just said, I'm not a prophet. He ain't a prophet. If he was a prophet, he would know what kind of woman that was. What you just did was doubt the authenticity that God has placed his anointing on my life. So I don't want you to doubt my anointing, so I'm going to go marry the most churchiest girl I can find. Now, Jesus said, I'm not worried about what you thinking, Pharisees. Praise God. That's the whole idea. This experience that I'm living is supposed to be one of the worst human experiences possible. I am learning. People, I ain't trying to get in trouble. God is learning, was learning as he was going along this journey, learning how I feel. God put this example before me. Long time ago, he talked about Jacob, Lee, and Rachel. God told me, this is my revelation, from the heavens, from the throne, it baffled God. Why did Jacob not want Lee? Lee was fertile. That's the whole idea, to be fruitful and multiply. So why did he want Rachel? Lee is popping out babies left and right, but he's still running behind Rachel. But the whole purpose is to be fruitful and multiply. I don't get it. I'm not understanding what's wrong with Jacob. I don't understand. But he's speaking from the heavens. He's speaking from the throne. He's speaking from the point of the creator. Now when he steps in the shoes of the creation, hallelujah, and looks at a woman through the eyes of a man, he's like, oh, up from the heavens, those curves don't, them curves don't matter, 38, 26, 38, what that mean? That long hair don't matter, them big, beautiful, blue-green contacts, that don't matter. Praise God. That sexy swag don't matter from the heavens. I don't see none of that from the heavens, but from a man's point of view, oh, okay, that's why he wanted Rachel, because she was fine. And Lee was just, all right. Hallelujah. Now I understand something about man that I could not understand from the heavens. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as he walked, he picked up things. Oh. Praise God. Why you think he didn't jump right into preaching? I mean, come on. 11, 12 years old, you in the synagogue with the bishops, with the big shot priests. They baffled. How do you know what you know, little man? Praise God. I don't know. I guess I'm just anointed. Praise God. You know, right after reading that, I'm expecting 18 years old. Boom, Jesus and open up a church. Praise God. Boom, 19, he got two churches. Oh, he got churches all over Jerusalem. First, praise God, first televangelist ever. No. A whole lot of time went by. He wasn't 30 years old. when Jesus debuted with his ministry. Why? Because he took all that time to learn. Learn us. Learn about us. Learn about how we feel about this. How that, imagine God the first time he stubbed his toe. God ain't never felt pain. Ouch. That's what pain feels like? Oh. Oh, well, when I get on that cross, that's going to really hurt. Imagine that thought going through your head. When I get on that cross, that's going to really hurt. I didn't know pain felt like that. Wait, whoa. We got to rethink this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They talking about his mama. Imagine, you know you hate when somebody talk about your mama. That's the oldest thing, your mama. That's the first thing get you knocked out, your mama. You ain't said nothing about her. But your mama, oh, now it's a fight. Praise God. They talking about his mama. She was a hoe. Praise God. And look at him. He don't look nothing like Joseph. Talking about this Joseph's son. That ain't none of Joseph's son. He look like he a Hispanic or something. Joseph obviously a Jew. That man is not no, I don't know who they trying to fool. This is what he had to live with. And you think what they say about your mama bad? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So, of course, he would be married. The Testament of Thomas, the word companion is used when it comes to Mary Magdalene. Companion. Praise God. That word companion in the Greek literally meant wife back in those days. Praise God, hallelujah. In the Testament of Mary Magdalene, amen. And keep in mind, these are not written by their people by their name. These are written by their disciples. Praise God. Amen. So the writer of the Testament of Mary Magdalene says that she was Jesus' closest disciple. And there's evidence of that. Praise God. And when we read the Bible, we see when Jesus rose from the grave, the Bible tells us Peter was there, the other disciple was there, other women was there, and Mary Magdalene was there, but he only appeared to Mary Magdalene. First thing she wanted to do was touch him. Now imagine if I died, and I was dead for 3 days, and my wife saw me. I imagine the first thing she wanted to do was touch me. Praise God, hallelujah. Why? Because she's my wife. I want to see if this boy is real. I know he just died 3 days ago. I was there when he died. So she was there at his death. She was there at his resurrection. And then watch this. All of them were there. Not only did he just appear to her, but he gave her the message. Praise God. You know, we always say that, you know, Peter was given the church. God left the church in Peter's hands. But he gave the message to Mary. Praise God, hallelujah. He gave the message to Mary. He did not give the message to John or to Peter, and they both were there. Praise God, hallelujah. I know if I was to die and come back, I wouldn't want to see them first either. I'd go to my wife before I go to Bishop Page or Brother Darrell or anybody else. Hallelujah. I want to see my wife first. Amen. The first person he appeared to was Mary Magdalene. Hallelujah. It's even evidence in the book of, in the Testament of Thomas, amen, that the church was not left in the hands of Peter. Controversial, praise God, but it says that it was actually left in the hands of Mary Magdalene. That's controversial because a lot of y'all saying when the bishop die, when the pastor die, his wife ain't supposed to get to church. That's what y'all say because women ain't supposed to be preached. That's what y'all say. So, of course, I'm going to leave out these books of the Bible. Because that goes against everything I say. That's going to give women power. So you want, well, why are we talking about with Jesus married and da, 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 da. Because taking away, see, everything man's trying to do is trying to put a woman in her place. So we find out, watch this, we find out Mary Magdalene was married to Jesus, so we paint her as a whore. We discredit her. Hallelujah. Can I say what it is? It's politics. Religious politics. Because you don't want a woman in a position of authority in the church. Hallelujah. Therefore, you take away an aspect of Jesus' life and keep that hidden from us so you can therefore further keep a woman in her place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's the truth, praise God. Peter even said in the Testament of Thomas when Mary Magdalene came back, see, in the Bible it tells us Mary Magdalene came back, gave the word, amen, and then the same day they were locked in the room with the doors locked because they were in fear of the Jews. But in the Testament of Thomas, it goes into detail of Peter getting angry and saying, nah, why would Jesus tell you these things and not tell us? You being a woman. Praise God. Then of course, Paul comes along and Paul gives instructions to Timothy saying, Timothy, I don't want no women preaching in my church. That's basically what he said. I don't want no women. He didn't say God said. He said, I don't want. Let me use his words. As for a woman authority, I suffer a woman not be so. I suffer a woman. I. Praise God, hallelujah. Even though, praise God, the king of the queen of the south came to Solomon and got wisdom from Solomon, Queen Candace, a woman in authority. Solomon ain't tell her she wasn't supposed to be in authority. Praise God. Who you think was in authority when all the men was off the wall? Remember in Israel, all the men would go off the wall. That's how come David was able to stay home and get the pickings of the women. Y'all ain't. He was able to stay home because all the other men was gone. So he was able to pick which flower he wanted. Married, unmarried, single, I don't care. I'm going to send everybody to the wall. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to, yeah, give me something today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Premeditated. Adultery, but that ain't the point. Praise God, hallelujah. My point is God, Jesus, had to have been married in order to be able to understand how it felt, hallelujah, to have that conversation. First of all, watch this. Jesus, being God, the Son of God, God in the flesh, had to humble himself. He is God. Like you feel like you the God of your house. You feel like you the king. You've been raised. You the king. You're going to be the king of your castle. You're going to run your house. You the head. When you file your taxes, you the head of household. But now when you actually get in that situation, when you actually got another person laying next to you, sitting across the dinner table from you, when you actually got two names on the bank account, praise God, you actually have to consult with that person before you make a decision. Praise God. A lot of men today with our egos and our pride and all this, we have trouble submitting. We have the Bible say women submit to your own husband. It ain't say not, you know, don't say men submit. No, you got to submit to the point, amen, when you order dinner tonight, you order your Uber Eats or your Grubhub, you got to put into consideration what she want. Well, we eating barbecue tonight. Well, I don't want no barbecue. Well, I really ain't asked you what you wanted. I decided we was eating barbecue tonight. But I don't want no barbecue. Don't care what you want. What you mean you don't care? You don't. You have to submit to the fact. That's a whole person over there. Praise God. They not just going to eat what you want to eat. They not going to wear what you want to wear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You have to show some consideration to the other person. Imagine Jesus. Okay. I'm finna go do this. Wait. The wife like, wait, Jesus, we can't just go over there and do this and do that, da 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 da. What you mean I can't go do this and do that? I got to go heal some people. I know you got to heal some people, but it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You said don't go nowhere at nighttime. Now here you is trying to get up at night. Imagine God having to have a conversation with another person about where he finna go or what he finna do or what we should do, what kind of curtains we should hang up. God had to humble himself to that point in order to understand us. Hallelujah. Praise God. He had been doing it since the day he was born. He had to submit to two people telling him what to do, where to go, what to wear. His mama and daddy. First of all, you ain't even my daddy, and I got to listen to you. I got to be a carpenter. Praise God. That goes back to what I was saying. Honor thy dad. I get that's why God brought that up. Honor thy mother and thy father is a law that lasts until death. Jesus had to honor that law, and that wasn't even his real dad. Why you think Joseph died when Jesus was 29, if you check the history. He died when Joseph was 29. 30, he starts preaching. Praise God. So not only was he learning, took that time to learn, he was under the law. I can't go off and do my own thing while you still alive, Dad. I have to honor what you want me to do, Dad, according to God's law. Jesus honored the law. He said, I come to fulfill the law. Stop letting people tell you we're not under the law. That's not what he means when we say we're not under the law. When Paul say we're not under the law, that's not saying we ain't got to follow the law. People are like, well, don't bring up the Ten Commandments. That's the law. We supposed to follow the law. Jesus said we got to follow the law. He never said we don't have to follow the law. He said we get grace and mercy for those times we break the law. Well, if you ain't got to follow the law, what you need grace and mercy for if there's no law? What do I need forgiveness for? If ain't no law for me to follow, ain't nothing for you to forgive. Praise God. So you have to have the law in order to receive the grace. Praise God. I got grace for all those lies I told, all that adultery I committed, all the money I done stole. Hallelujah. I got grace for that because I broke the law. I wouldn't need grace if that wasn't part of the law. Jesus followed the law. He went through all the feasts. He did say we ain't got to go through all the feasts. You ain't got to do the Feast of Living and da-da-da-da-da. But he did it. Why? He said all righteousness had to be fulfilled. So this is what he's saying. This is what Jesus came and did. I'm going to wrap this up in a nutshell. He came, he lived a holy, sanctified life as a human being. So he lived just like you or me. Praise God. Hallelujah. He lived just like you and me. We always got this picture. Plus, we see the movies. And, you know, every time Jesus talked, his hair started blowing in the wind. And everybody stopped. And he just, I had those times, too. I had those times where I'm in front of a crowd, and I'm preaching, and everybody's listening, and they hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And then afterwards, we shaking hands and da-da-da-da-da. Jesus had those moments, but he also had those moments where he had to go to the mountain by himself. Praise God, hallelujah. When John the Baptist died, he had to go be by himself. He had to go. People like, well, he went because he knew it was time. No, he went because he was sad. Not only did your mentor just die, not only did the guy that ordained you and baptized you that just died, but your cousin, he's also your cousin, just died. Praise God. I'm getting into the human aspect of Jesus because, of course, God don't need a wife. God don't want a wife. What God need a wife for? The woman, remember, God took the woman out of Adam. Adam is made in the image of God. So that means the woman is inside of God. Hallelujah. In other words, God has a feminine side. Praise God. Hallelujah. All God did was take our feminine side out. Praise God. Hallelujah. And show it to us. It was like, this is your feminine side. Praise God. My wife is my feminine side. Praise God, hallelujah. If me and her were in the same body, that would be wow. Pray, that's like God. Praise God, hallelujah. Adam and Eve together, that was God. Hallelujah. But he said it's not good for them to be alone. Translate that to all one, alone, A-L-O-N-E. Put a dash between the L and the O, all one. It's not good for man to be all one. So he separated the man out of the woman out of the man. So God don't need no wife unless I'm a man. Praise God. And I want to know what it's like to be married. Praise God. How can I understand the temptation of sex unless I have sex? Praise God. Hallelujah. A virgin, virgins, ask a virgin. A virgin will say, I don't see what the big deal is about sex. Everybody's around sex, this, sex, that, sex, 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 sex. As a virgin, that's what they, I don't know what y'all, da-da-da-da. I remember I was a girl I knew. She worked with me when I worked in Silver Lake. Praise God. A white girl, praise God. And she was a virgin. She would always talk about how she was a virgin. And she would always ask me questions like, I don't understand. But all my friends are having sex, and they act like sex is something. I don't see the big deal. I like being pure. I like being clean. I like this. I like that. Da, 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 da. Then I didn't see her for a while. And she just happened to, I changed location, and she just happened to come into the location about a year later. She came into the location I was working in. She was like, Dre. I'm like, hey, girl, what's up? Da, 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 da. And for some reason, she could not wait to tell me that she lost her virginity. And she was like, now I see what the big deal is. Like, oh, my God. Like, she was a white girl, so she was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now I was like, I just want to have it all the time. Like, oh, my God. Like, they turned me out. Like, I'm just ready. Like, wow. You can't understand. Like, before, you was like, I don't get it. I don't get it. But now you like, wow, it's the best thing ever. Like, it's the best thing since sliced bread, because you didn't experience it. It really all that better than sliced bread, because you rather eat than have sex. Well, I don't know. Some of us might rather have sex than eat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you can't understand the temptation until you had it. Praise God. How can God understand? See, it's levels to sex. First, you got to understand the temptation to want to have sex. Then you have to understand the temptation to want to have sex with your wife or your husband. And this is a problem. Men act like this is just our problem. Praise God. But if you ask women, if you watch Divorce Court, this is a gender neutral problem. Men say, I'm not getting it enough. And women saying, I'm not getting it enough. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So, and that is what the enemy used to bring in the temptation of adultery, which is cheating. Praise God, hallelujah. So, in order for me to understand that I got to get married, I have to want to have sex, and my wife has got to not want to give it to me at that time for me to understand. For in order for the enemy to come in and tempt me with adultery. Oh, I hope that made sense, because I ain't going to repeat that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God, Jesus, had to go through that experience. Hallelujah. So he had to be married in order for me to say, God, you don't understand. I ain't had none, and this girl over here fine as hell, Lord. You don't understand. She fine. She thick, and she all up. All I got to do is knock on the Lord, Lord. He's like, I get it. I've been there. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can, too shall pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Cause why? Because he don't want to give me no excuses. They had excuses in the Old Testament. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Hallelujah. All of them. They had excuses. You don't know what it's like. I'm doing your job, God. I'm trying to spread your word. It ain't easy. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like trying to deal with this woman, trying to deal with this man. You don't know what it's like dealing with these kids. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like. Suffer the little children to come unto me. Let me see what it's like dealing with these kids. Let them run around here. Let them chunk rock. Let them step on my toes. Let them ride my lap till my knee hurt. I want to see all the things that y'all complaining about. I want to experience every last one of it. I want to be lied on. Praise God. And the crazy part about the Lord, when I was meditating on the Lord about it, and I already said it, but I'm going to say it again. He said, I didn't have to make anything happen. I didn't have to make nobody lie on me. I didn't have to make nobody. All I did was what God told me to do. And it just naturally happened. I know what it's like to step out on faith. I know what it's like to be murdered for a crime I didn't commit. We cry out to the heavens, what about our babies getting shot in the street? I dragged my own cross a mile after they beat me. They ain't just, look, I'm going to tell you how the Lord tell me. They ain't just start beating people. That ain't nothing new. Y'all act like, I'm going to say it the way you tell it to me. Y'all act like that's something new. Y'all forgot I got beaten. Y'all forgot the 30-something stripes. Y'all forgot about that, huh? Y'all forgot they say that they beat me so bad, the only thing, they beat the skin off me. The only thing that was on Jesus was the blood of Jesus. His eyes was out of the socket. His was figured. His arm was out of socket. Hallelujah. Dislocated. He was naked. It wasn't no towel on him. He didn't have on no drawers. He was up on that thing naked, beaten, bloodied, humiliated. Humiliated. You got the nerve to complain when somebody, you know, put something nasty about you on Facebook. Praise God. In front of my wife. Hallelujah. Because like I said, I believe that he was man. In front of my wife, they did this. In front of my mama. In front of my mama. Praise God. They hung me high, stretched me wide, and still made fun of me. While I'm on the cross, they gambling, shooting dice. And you sitting there, Lord, how can they sit there and watch me go through what I'm going through? And now they just over there laughing, and they just ridiculing me, and they just making a good time out of my misery. Okay, I know how I feel you. Praise God. You know what it's like? It's like you ever got a call, and somebody, whatever situation they going through, you've been through that situation. You've been through it 2-3 times. Girl, I got a car. My light, I got a light bill. It's pink. I don't know what I'm going to do. I ain't got the money to pay. I just don't know. Girl, I feel you, but, you know, that kind of thing happens. Just pray, you know. Believe God. He going to pay the bill. You sleepy. You trying to go to sleep. You just believe God. Want me to pray with you real quick? I'll pray with you. I ain't got the money to help you with the bill, but I can pray with you. I mean, it ain't that. I mean, I understand it's a big deal, but it ain't a, you know, big deal. Praise God. You just sat there in your house with no lights for 2 weeks. They sitting there, I'm scared my lights going to get cut out. Girl, you better burn them candles. You heard what Cat Williams said? You better burn them candles. Praise God. You better charge your phone at the library. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how God feels when we come to him. God, you know, my mama don't be thinking about me. My mama left me in Jerusalem. God, you know, I don't know who my daddy is. Did you see my daddy show angels? Lord, my friends, they just keep doubting. You know, Thomas was there. I had a friend named Thomas. Everything I did, he didn't believe it, and he was right there. He saw the whole thing. Yeah, but my best friend, he said, they told me, they was down. That was my boy. He was my ride or die. He was my partner. And that boy just, he left me high and dry. You know, Peter did the same thing to me. Peter said, you know, he was down for me. He was going to ride or die. And then next thing I know, that boy was gone. I know. I ain't even see. Yeah, but then my boy, he turned me in. He called the lions and told him where I was at. You know, Judas did the same thing to me. Judas said, see, ain't nothing you can go to God with that he can't relate to. Hallelujah. And anytime, this is where this is going. We getting ready to get out of here. We got 8 minutes left. We getting ready to get out of here. Praise God. This is where this is going. Hallelujah, amen. You never know where God's going to take something. Hallelujah. It's all going to the fact that it ain't nothing God don't know that ain't nothing you've been through, going through, going to go through that God don't know about, don't know the experience of it. And anytime you're going through something, you want to get somebody that has already been through it to show you how to get through it. But let me give you a little illustration. If you move to Houston, I'm from Houston, praise God. If you move to Houston and I'm in Houston and you just moved there, you probably going to want to get me to show you where everything is. Let me show you how to get around. You're not gonna ask the person that moved with you to show you how to get around town. Why? Because they never been around that town. They ain't never been to Houston. How they gonna tell you where Timmy Tan at? They don't even know what Timmy Tan is. They thought it was a Chinese buffet. Praise God, hallelujah. Nah, they got Chinese food there, but they got some good wings too. But you don't know that because you ain't from Houston. So you're going to get somebody from Houston like myself to show you around Houston. Same thing with Jesus. Praise God. You've never been through a lot of the situations you are going through in your life now. Hallelujah. Never been through them before. But God has. He's been through it all. Praise God. All the way up into death, he's been through it. The ridicule, the talking about me, why you don't look like a preacher, why you over there drinking wine, eating with the sinners, why you got Mary Magdalene, why you letting that woman wash your feet, all that little stuff people saying about you. God say, I know, I've been through it. Praise God. All the misunderstanding. God told me a long time ago, I really used to want you to really understand what I'm saying. I don't want you to misunderstand. I really don't want you to misunderstand. Praise God. Amen. But Jesus told me, son, they gonna misunderstand. Praise God. They gonna misunderstand no matter how hard, no matter how plain. The only person I try to make myself plain and clear to and try to make sure she understand what I'm saying is my wife. The rest of y'all, if y'all take me wrong, if you want to call me and we talk about it, that's one thing. But other than that, if you misunderstood, you ain't never said nothing, and you just misunderstood. They misunderstood Jesus. He told me this. He said, son, I stood there, and you can read the words, he told me. He said, I stood there, and I said, if you tear this house down, if you tear this house down, this temple, if you, I gotta emphasize it, if you tear this temple down, I will raise it back up in 3 days. Let's look at I like to break the words, the sentences down. The nouns are you and I and temple. You is not referring to himself, it's referring to the other person. The temple is also referring to himself, and the I is referring to himself. But when it was repeated directly back, the person said, did you hear what he just said? He said he gonna tear this temple down. It took us years to build this temple. Wait, hold on. That's not what he just said. He said, if you tear the temple down, first of all, if you want to think that he's talking about the building, he didn't say he was going to do it. He said, if you do it. Jesus never said, if I tear this temple down, that would be suicide. Why would I kill myself? Praise God. But he said, if you kill me, I'm going to raise myself back up. That's what I would have been stuck on. I don't know what they was thinking. I would have been tripping right there. I'd been like, hold the phone. Shut the front door. If I kill you, you're going to raise yourself back up. Well, I want to see that. I would have been right there. I ain't going to lie. Y'all need to quit lying and act like y'all would be on Jesus' side. Y'all be right in the crowd. Y'all some crowd followers just like everybody else. Everybody follow the crowd. And this was the church crowd. This wasn't the Gentiles. This wasn't the sisters saying crucify him. These were the Jews. The Jews thought he was wrong. And when you think somebody wrong, you do the same thing. You crucify them with your words. So don't sit there. Don't judge me because I said I'll be right there. I would the Bible would have been totally written differently. I'd be like, hold up, bro, hold up. This man just said if we kill his brother, if we kill him, he gonna raise himself back up. I say we kill him and see if he. I'd have been right there. I say we kill him and see if he can raise himself back up. That's what I would have been focused on. I would have took him for exactly what he said. But no, they misunderstood what he said and said he said he's going to tear down the temple. They misunderstood. They took him wrong. So I'm not worried about you taking me wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've been saying, me and my wife came out saying, God want to work on you before he give you any money. That's basically what we said. Before he give you the money, he want to get your soul right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Next thing we hear, well, we know y'all say God don't want you to have nothing. God don't want you to have no money. Whoa, whoa. Hold the phone and shut the front door. I ain't never said that. I want everything God got for me, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't never put those words in my mouth that I said God don't want you to have no money. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that ain't true. I ain't never said that. Amen. My wife ain't never said that. We ain't never meant that. We ain't never thought that. God don't want you to have nothing. No, I ain't never said that. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said in his word to say, he told that man, that rich young ruler, go sell everything. But after he told him, go sell everything, and he went away sad, he told Peter and them, you know, everything you get, double up on it. I want to double up. Praise God, hallelujah. Everything Job went through, he got to double up. I want to double up. Ain't nothing wrong. Look, y'all should. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting to double up. Hallelujah, praise God. God promised to double up. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting the promise of God. But don't go around lying on me saying, Andre said, Elder Prevost said, and First Lady said, God don't want y'all to have no money. Hallelujah, praise God. God, I ain't never said, how you going to help? Look, I need help. Praise God. If I need help, hallelujah, how I'm going to get some help if you ain't got no money? Praise God. So I believe God wants you to have some money. So if I need help, you can help me. So I believe God wants me to have money. If you help, I can help you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody else need help. I can help them. Hallelujah. Praise God. They might need their rent paid. Amen. Yeah, I got the word. I can give you the word. Praise God. But sometimes you be like, Elder, I thank you for the word. Hallelujah. But I got a word for you, Elder. James said, what good is it for you to tell me to go home? Hallelujah. And pray about it and you go home and be filled. Faith without works is dead. You know what? You show right. Here the money for your light bill. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't never say that. Hallelujah, praise God. Don't never say, I don't want the Bentley. I want the Bentley. I'm not going to buy it. I ain't going to pay no money for it. If you give me a Bentley, I'll take it. Praise God. But I ain't paying $300,000 for now car. You can forget that. You know how many people we can help with $300,000? Praise God. We could build an apartment complex, praise God, and get some people off the street. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. That's what the money is for. It's not... God wants you to have, look, that's why I say I examine what the scripture says. He said, if you pay your tithes, I will pour out, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Listen to that again. I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. You won't have room. You won't have room. You won't have room. Why you got five couches? Because you only need two of them. Well, you only need a couch and a love seat. The other three couches must be for somebody else. Maybe you don't have room for it because it ain't all for you. The problem is, remember, Jesus said it too. I'm not just coming out the side of my neck. Jesus said it too. He said, remember when the man had, he had extra crops. He had a very good harvest that year. So he built a bigger barn. He made room. problem. You making room. You building a bigger garage. It's just you and your wife. Why y'all need six cars? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, that's where Elder, let me explain. This is my Monday through Wednesday car. Okay? All right, now my wife, she drive that the whole week. That's her baby right there. But this is my Monday through Wednesday. This is my Thursday and Friday. This is my Saturday car right here. When I let the top down, I might drive down to Galveston, might go up to San Antonio. You know what I'm saying? Just chilling. Now this is my Sunday car. This is the Cadillac. We take this from the church. Just the what? You don't need all them cars. Give me one of them cars. Just give me it. You just let it sit there. Just give me the car. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the windows of heaven have opened up and you made room. You made room. Praise God. Hallelujah. God never wanted you to make room. Hallelujah. Amen. So I said all that to say, praise God, you're going to be misinterpreted when you speak, especially when you speak this word. Somebody out there right now, you scared somebody going to take you wrong. The Lord say, get over that. They going to take you wrong. It's okay because they not taking you wrong. The Lord say they taking him wrong. They taking me wrong. They misunderstanding what I'm saying. Okay, the Lord say it like this. Quit taking it so personal. This ain't about you. Hallelujah. Praise God. They coming at me. Yeah, they coming at me through you. Yeah, that's not fair. Yeah, I hear you. But it is what it is. Once you get it in your mind and understand they not coming at you, they not misunderstanding you. I'm not putting a check by your name that you leading people astray. That's not what that means. When you lead somebody astray, you know you leading somebody astray. Yeah, let me say that again. When you lead somebody astray, you know it. This is something intentional. Advice. Girl, if he out there cheating on you, hey, they been doing it too. We might as well do the same thing. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Two wrongs don't make a right, but it sure make me feel better. Hallelujah. That's when you leading somebody astray. Telling somebody to trust God and have faith, that ain't leading nobody astray. I don't know if I should have told them to stay with their husband. Ain't that what the Bible say? What God put together, let no man put asunder. So you want to be that man to put something asunder? Praise God. Amen. As long as you going with what the word say, you can't be leading nobody astray. What did Jesus say about it? Hallelujah. Praise God. You can always go back. What did Jesus say about it? Don't worry about it. I get taken wrong on this too. I'm not a Paul hater. But now I don't worry about what Paul said about the situation. I worry about what Jesus said about the situation. It's a whole bunch of red right. Jesus did a whole lot of talking for us to be concentrating on what Paul said. That's just how I feel. Praise God. Hallelujah. So before we go to him, let's go to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the God of the Old Testament. The New Testament. Hallelujah. And Paul is like the pastor. But I want to go to God before I go to the pastor. I know I'm off subject, but this is where the Lord's taking my mind, so I'm rolling with it. I want to go to God before I go to the pastor. Because sometimes the pastor going to put his own, if I give you a revelation and you ask me what it means, I'm going to tell you, I shouldn't tell you what I think it means, but most likely, 9 times out of 10, I'm not just talking about me, I'm talking about in general. This is what we do. When y'all say, what does that mean? You speak it in code, Elder. Spit it out. Okay, all right. You was telling me that your husband did this and that, so maybe God is talking. No, that ain't what, no, nah, I don't even, I'm now I'm going on my understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. I give you the revelation. You need to go figure it out. Praise God. You need to go pray and meditate. What does this mean? I've made the mistake. My wife give me a revelation. I ask her what it means. Of course, she's going to go about what she thinks because she don't know. Well, I don't know, but since she asked me what you think, you have been doing this, that, and the other. Maybe you shouldn't do that, you know? Maybe that's what God's talking about right there. You shouldn't be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And now you're thinking about what the person, the pastor, the preacher saying. Hallelujah. And not thinking about what God's saying. So now you're looking in the wrong area, concentrating on the wrong thing when you should have just went to God. So I don't want, when Paul say, so it's like I go to Paul and Paul tell me we under grace, not the law. I got to go to God. Jesus, what do that mean? Because according to what he just said, I don't even got to follow the first, I need to just throw away the first half of this book. Praise God. The first half, the book of Leviticus is gone, baby. It's out of here. Don't need that. Praise God. Amen. Let me just get these women rolling through here. It ain't adultery no more, baby. Come on now. We can have more than one. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's no longer no fornication. Praise God. Amen. No more stealing. Let's do some looting while the Black Lives Rally is going on. I'm going to hit Family Dollar up, get some toilet paper and stuff. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ain't got to follow it no more. No, that ain't what he said. Jesus, that's why I go back. What do you say about the law? He said, I didn't come to abolish the law. I came to uphold the law and give it its full meaning. So we still got to follow the law? Duh, God says, real loud. Duh, with some thunder in the background. Boom, some lightning. Duh, we still got to follow the law, praise God. Hallelujah, we still have to obey God. Remember what Jesus said? We getting ready. I know I said this a minute ago, but we getting ready to close real. Jesus said it like this, if you love me, you would keep my commandments. Hallelujah. So I don't got to go to Paul and ask Paul. I don't got to read Romans and Ecclesiastes. And I'm not Ecclesiastes. Or is it Ecclesiastes? Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't got to read all of them. Hallelujah. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read writing. That's all I need to know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's all I need to know. Praise God. Amen. When you get, they arguing about position in the church, Elder. So-and-so got a title. I don't think they should have a title. What do you say about that, Elder? I start being like Jesus. He's not saying nothing for a minute. Elder, you heard me? They got position in the church. What you say about that? Well, Bible says, call no man master. For your Father in heaven is your master. Call no man teacher. For the Spirit of the Lord is your teacher. So therefore, if they calling themselves this and calling themselves that, I ain't calling them nothing but sister and brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm still going to listen to their word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank God today. I thank God for each and every person that called in, everybody that tuned in today. We lost a lot of callers. Hallelujah. I guess I was talking too long. Maybe it's got too late. I did reprogram it just for this month only. Just for this month only, we can get up to 50 callers. 50 callers. We are on up to 3 hours. Praise God. Live time. We off live. We got off live at 8. Up to 3 hours just this month only. It's a little more expensive to do it that way. I wanted to just try and see, you know, how it would work. Praise God. See if it's basically worth the money. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, this month only, we've been going for 3 hours straight. Amen. And we actually filled up to 3 hours. After an hour and a half, we was already done with almost everything. So I was like, I don't know how we're going to fill this up. But the Lord had a plan. The Lord wants y'all to know that he knows exactly how you feel. I don't care what the situation is. Praise God. No matter how you was raised, your kinfolk don't like you. Your brothers and sisters can't stand you. He say, I know. They call you stupid. Yeah, they call me stupid too. Praise God. And God wants you, let me say this, and we're going to get out of here. God say he doesn't want you to think he's insensitive. A lot of people feel like I'm insensitive, God says. It's just I've been through it. I know it's no big deal. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not as big as you think it is, the Lord says. That's a message for somebody. It's not as big as you think it is. Hallelujah. That's why I haven't parted the Red Sea and had hell rain down from heaven, because it's not as big as you think it is. You think it's that big. It's not that big. I've been through some stuff the Lord says that is big. The Lord didn't tell me, you think you a big-time sinner, boy, you ain't done nothing. There's some people out there, praise God, hallelujah, they can't count the number of people they've been with on their hands, toes, three times over, praise God. Hallelujah. There's some people out there that told more lies, bigger lies. You think you done lied? Praise God, hallelujah. You think you going through something? You think you've been tempted? God, Jesus, he said, I was tempted by the devil himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. You weren't tempted by the devil himself. You didn't see him when he said, bow down to me. Some other dude and some human told you to do something, you know, unethical and immoral. No, I had the devil himself telling me you need to jump. You need to bow down. Praise God. You need to turn these stones into bread. Praise God. Hallelujah. Himself. And you talking about the temptation of a man. Praise God. I was tempted by the third highest archangel. Hallelujah. On the pole. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's second. He only under me. That's the only person he under is me. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's who I was tempted by. The captain. The tempter. We don't even call him the devil. We don't even call him Lucifer no more. We don't call him the devil, Lucifer, Satan. We call him the tempter. This is his job. Hallelujah. And he came personally. He didn't send a worker. You complaining because you know, the boss just hired little mama, or the boss just hired sugar daddy. You know, everything you was looking for before you met your husband, they just hired him. Hallelujah. And he everything you was looking for. Praise God. Some of y'all ain't got saved. And he even talking about God, too. You like, that's what's up. That got to be the man for me. You know what? I messed up. I moved too fast. That's the enemy. Hallelujah. That's the enemy. Y'all got stuff in common. Guess what? You and your husband got stuff in common, too. You and your wife got stuff in common, too. But guess what? Y'all also got stuff y'all don't have in common. Just like that man. Hallelujah. You only seeing what you got in common because the enemy wants to separate what God has already put together. I don't know who I'm talking to, but this is somebody out there listening. God wants to separate the enemy wants to separate what God has put together, and he's using any and every tactic he can right now. Praise God. And I'm telling you, let me tell you something. The harder the attack, the more attractive the person gets, the more unattractive your spouse gets, the more they start getting on your nerves, the more they just start annoying you, the closer you are getting to a blessing. Now, I ain't talking about no abusive relationship with somebody cheating and somebody slapping somebody upside the head and you gambling and you out there shooting heroin and snorting cocaine and smoking crack. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm talking about you just got a regular, everyday, seems like a regular relationship, but stuff just keep popping up. Ain't nothing major, ain't nothing big. When you look back and look, ain't nothing big. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody hiding no money. Ain't nobody hiding no babies. Ain't nobody lying about who the baby daddy is. None of that going on. So why, if you see everybody else getting mad over that kind of stuff, hallelujah, you look around, that's what you see. Well, girl, what happened with you? Well, I found a number in this phone. Well, homie, what's wrong with you? Well, she keeps spending up the rent money. Well, what's wrong with you? Everybody got these kind of issues, and you're like, what's wrong with you? nothing. I don't even know why I'm here. Praise God. I listen to all y'all complaints. I'm finna go home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because the enemy wants to do that. That's what he's doing. That's his job, to tempt you, to do what's wrong. It'll make you feel right. I've been there. It felt right at the time. It felt so right. I was like, this can't be wrong. Praise God. Because normally when I was in a situation, I don't care whether I had backslid or whether I was saved, whatever the situation may be. When I was in a situation, I would always get that feeling. They'd be like, Dre, come on, we finna ride to the south side. And I'd be like, all right, I'm finna roll. And I'd take two steps and something in my chest would just be like, nigga, you gonna die. Don't you do it, don't you do it. I'm like, whoa, you know what? I'm gonna hang back, guys. I'm not rolling tonight. Oh, Dre, you a punk, da-da-da-da-da, whatever. Something told me not to go, then... Next thing I know, y'all calling me, Dre, man, we need to get everybody, get the money together. Jason went to jail. We got pulled over last night. Oh, I'm glad I wasn't rolling with y'all. I got some traffic tickets out. Ooh, I went to jail right there with Jason. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah, I didn't go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I've been in those situations where that didn't kick in. I didn't have my Holy Spirit on. Hallelujah. And now that I look back, I'm thinking right now, maybe I purposely didn't have it on. Sometimes, you know, you can cut features off. You can use whatever features you want. You know, like long suffering is on now, but you can get a divorce. Even though you got the Holy Ghost and you got long suffering, you get a divorce. But then what's the long suffering for? So you want a short suffering. Praise God. You don't want to use the long suffering. You want to hold the button down, even though it's automatic windows. You want to hold the button down, even though you can let the button go and the window going to go down by itself. You just refuse to use the features. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what I was doing. I wasn't using the feature. Then one day, the feature just clicked on. It's like I accidentally hit it. And I was like, Lord, what am I doing? This is wrong. It was like I had been doing it for about a year and a half, but it like the light bulb just went off just then. Like I just like, oh my God, what have I done? I was like David. I swear y'all not. And I'm telling y'all this is my testimony. And for real, we're going to get out of here. That's my testimony. When I realized what I was doing was wrong, I remember being in the kitchen crying. Nobody was home. I was bawling my eyes out. Wasn't saved yet. Well, I was in my backsliding stages. So you might say I was saved. I don't know how you want to put it. But I was in the kitchen crying, saying, God, I have sinned against you. I felt like, oh, my God, what have I done? I felt like I killed somebody, and at any moment, the laws was going to kick in the door, and I'm going to jail. That's how I felt. That's how deep it was. And ever since I committed that act of adultery, I have never done it again. I swear, I have never done it again, even though I've been tempted to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I haven't. Hallelujah. Amen. Because y'all don't understand. I felt like I had betrayed. I can't put words into it. I was devastated. I was literally devastated in the kitchen, bawling, just crying. Like, Lord, I've sinned against you. I've been doing this for so long, living in this sin, acting like I'm not doing nothing wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But we finna go and get up out of here. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody called in and tuned in. Praise God. Thank y'all for listening to me, my testimony. Praise God. Thank God for everybody that out there on YouTube. Look like we lost Facebook, but that's all good. So we thank God for everybody out there on YouTube. I'm Elder Prevost, praise God, the Black Prince of Preachers. We thank God for all of you on today. Y'all have a blessed evening. Y'all go with God. And I'm telling y'all out there on YouTube, don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. All of y'all have a blessed day. Y'all go with God. We'll see y'all next time on The Truth. I'm sorry, on The Word, straight up and uncut. Amen. We thank God for y'all on YouTube. Now, those of y'all on Blog Talk Radio, we thank God for y'all. Y'all have a blessed evening. Y'all go with God. Excuse me. Got a little dry mouth there. Amen. Y'all go with God, and we're going to see y'all next time. We're going to be back online this Thursday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be back online bringing the word from the Lord. I'm going to leave y'all, and of course, next Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., we online with Bishop Page, and then Sunday night. We're thinking about moving the word to Saturdays at 5 o'clock, Saturdays at 5. Praise God. We're thinking about that. We're going to go ahead and do another week on Sunday, but we're seriously thinking about, amen, moving it to Saturday. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll let y'all know next week. We're going to pray about it for a week and get back to you. Right now we're going to leave y'all with, I'm just a nobody. Did I pray? I ain't pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again. We thank you once again, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we thank you for the revelation you have given us on today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just being present with us today. Thank you for leading us and guiding us. Thank you for teaching us, giving us your wisdom and your knowledge, Lord, that we can use in our everyday lives. And we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And like I said, don't forget to say y'all prayers. Watch what God, hallelujah, can magnify your life on tomorrow. I'm going to leave y'all with, in case you wondered, praise God. No, I'm going to leave y'all with, I'm just a nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all good? See y'all next time.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just a nobody, you know what I'm talking about? A nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot. But heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second riches in heaven, you can say I'm on my grind. But the devil can't stop me, I resist and watch you flee. Bring everything you got, so whether it be nothing to me. Cause I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I put the word from the booth, pulpit, and the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my life's so bright. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on the track and let y'all run with him. I'm having vision after vision, and I'm gonna get him, and I'm gonna live him. I'm walking the word and looking to my future. My whole past is a flood. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. Start fresh again, again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving. That's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody They gon' hate me now, but I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the realest. You getting chills when you hear this. I rep the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my side at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my side at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he coming back, like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour. But I'm on that empire, it ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne and leave him, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Everlasting, omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody.